Blog Talk Radio.
This is Butt Naked with the Grudge Inc. Radio Show, representing the state of Alabama. Come on every Tuesday at 8 Eastern Time and 7 Central Time. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. Butt Naked, you there?
Yeah, you just like Mitt Romney. You just lost. You fine.
I'm so sorry, everybody, man. I had some technical difficulties. I guess we're allowed to do that once or twice. We usually start our show promptly and on time. I try to pride myself in doing that, but tonight, y'all, I must apologize because I just wasn't able. I was fumbling and trembling and trying to get to do, and well, long story short, we on here now. So
hold on 1 second, DJ. Go ahead and handle him. See what Jay want. I get you on the what. Why the show ain't running too?
Well, it's Tuesday. It's the Butt Naked and DJ Grand Radio Talk Show representing the state of Alabama. And as my homeboy Mississippi Joe would always say, Mississippi, stand up.
J Bond, it is your last time, homie.
Oh man, tell J Bond to kick a rock. But yeah, man. Once again, thank our Heavenly Father for another day, brother. You know how it is, getting hard and hard out here.
Getting hard.
We got to thank him for life, health, and strength, brother, and being able to get on these shows and do what we do.
That's it. That's it.
Well, nope. I had a conversation with a couple of people today, and they. They're saying, you know, when Alabama going to start representing?
Shit, they too damn cold to represent that.
Well, yeah.
They out. They will be in full bloom and swing. Or we got
yeah,
I believe 2013.
I believe 2013 going, you know, which I got to say, 2012 was a great year. I mean, it's not over yet, but it definitely was a great year for racing. I mean, grudge racing. A lot of people have come out, and I believe Grudge Inc., thanks to Grudge Inc., a lot of, you know, helped push people to engage, you know. So
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like that about it. And you know, but for the most part, I think I'm going to be trying to push Alabama because we got to let them know what time it is because I don't think they know. It's some heavy hitters that's in Alabama right now already. But you know, a lot of people been having issues and problems and trying to get their cars out and stuff. But
a lot of them, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, a lot. But 2013 ain't no excuse. Everybody should be up and going.
Oh yeah, I got three Alabamians I have talked with. Also, they said they coming on out and. Some of them will try to make the race in Bradenton, and some going to make the race down there in
Yeah, I mean, and we already got one champ, but, nigga, you a champ, so we got a champ in Alabama. I was glad you one of us was able to go and get that belt back from Floyd, so, and keep it in Alabama.
Well, DJ, with that being said, I'm going to try to get the other belt from the Fulton Boy that weekend, if possible.
I don't think the Fulton Boy is going to be ready.
Oh, they're not ready yet?
I don't think so. One of the Fulton boys was at Macon, final hit at the zoo. And now, I could be wrong, but I could have swore he said he, I don't think he was going to, sounded like he said they looked like they was going to be out a little longer than what they was expecting. I could have heard him wrong, but I think that's what he was saying, so.
Okay.
No.
Well, with that being said, you know, I had a breakdown, you know, at the zoo down there when Fizz from Chicago put that whooping on me down there with that little break that I had. But, hey, got my transmission stuff working on, getting worked on. But, hey, I talked with some of the fellas last night on the show last night. And then today I talked with a buddy of mine, another Alabamian. He coming out soon, and he called me the night before. He said, hey, man. New transmission, I got one for you.
Yeah.
You can use it till you get yours or whatever you want to do. So, with that being said, nobody don't know it yet. I guess I'm going to let the damn count the bag. Me and Big Lo gonna do this motherfucking shit this weekend.
This weekend?
This weekend. We're gonna do the bitch at the zoo.
What'd you call the bitch at the zoo?
We're gonna do this bitch at the zoo. I ain't calling Big Lo no bitch, I'm saying. We're gonna do the raise at the zoo. Where everybody gonna call? When they call you a bitch? We're gonna do this goddamn raise that I'm calling a bitch.
Okay, so you done got it back together, butt naked?
I'm going to pick up the transmission in the morning. Stick this
that's the last piece of the puzzle.
I'm gonna stick them gears in too. I'm gonna go ahead and take a little time on tomorrow. I'm gonna paint that customer truck early in the morning. I'm going to do what I gotta do after that.
Okay.
No work come first.
Yeah. For everybody that didn't know, if you didn't know last week, me and Butt Nigga both had catastrophic failures, not just no regular failures. Butt Nigga tore up his transmission, drive shaft, and rear end. I broke my crank, broke a rod, and messed up a piston in my motor. But I'm hoping by the end of the week or toward the first part of next week, I'll be back together and look like Mr. Butt Nigga going to be together by the weekend. So congratulations to him. I wish I was in the same shoes, but it's going to be a little longer for me. That's
well,
the way
you know,
it came. I don't know.
Well, it is what it is. They ain't rolling around this
Thursday,
way.
I can fall up in there with y'all, but as it look right now, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, I had called Big Lo today. We had mentioned it a couple weeks ago, and called today asking about vacationing down there. The land week in November, beginning of December.
Uh-huh.
There ain't nowhere to go down here, nigga. Let you come relax and let your hair down and do a little shopping. I said, I'm trying to tell me you gonna do it. I said, yeah, we both do, but I ain't got no say on my transmission yet. I called one of my Alabamians up this morning, called me back tonight. Said,
well, Big
Lo. Yeah, you weren't ready.
Big Lo and that whole crew, man. Big props.
Yeah, they.
Big shout out to them. They're some real good stand-up guys, and
oh yeah,
definitely a good definition of a true grudge racer.
Yeah, they sure are, man. They sure are. Him and Coochie.
But I'm really trying to reach out to my Alabamians. I'm tired of people saying that Alabama ain't doing nothing, and which. So 2013, I'm really looking and expecting a lot more out of Alabama.
I think you're going to get it. I think you're going to get it. Cause like I said, everybody was down. I got my buddy and little junior. He was down, and, he had to work on his equipment.
Yeah, and a lot of people been building cars, too.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
He redone his car from the ground up and Wimp and Co. They had a little freak accident down there, and they trying to get some things straightened out, and Trey been having problems. Trey won't have, and Triple H and them been having problems. Turbo Tim, all them guys. And, everybody coming around.
Yep.
Everybody can't jump out
Turbo
that and spend their money
the
like
crew, that. That's definitely gonna be a major piece to the puzzle for Alabama.
Oh, don't let me forget about my other partner. Them they ain't from Alabama, but they're on the Alabama Georgia line. Truett and Big Wright and them,
Yeah.
They don't want that bad ass G-body to put on Joe ass sooner or later.
Uh-oh. And also can't leave out and can't wait to see my boys. From what I'm told, they will be debuting at Baldy's race. The big bad ass crew K-9 and the boys.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about what dog called him? Ollie. we know Ollie and crew. Let me leave K-9 alone.
You better leave them alone, boy. They don't mind getting at your butt naked now.
You know they don't. That's my homie though. Yeah. You know what? I think me and Big O the lad too in the grid game that they have all them damn stilts. I think we the lad too. All them other guys got them crazy ass stilts. But hey, that what the new guy doing now. I guess we got to roll with him. Hey, I can call Junior right now. Hey, man, let's sit. All right, now you're worried. Yeah, that's it. Ain't no more words bun no more.
And also, I heard this weekend now, also, they got the race at the zoo.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Everybody got car keys race this weekend on the 17th, which is going to be a big, you know, class race, class race and grudge race.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This Saturday night at the zoo.
You working on that track.
Big turnout. And also the following day, it's a big grudge race in Montgomery, our home state in Alabama.
What we got going on in Montgomery?
All grudges.
In the gump.
And, yes, sir. And I hear that the Trey One and the White Boys are locked in. And And yeah, so this is all going down in Montgomery this Sunday.
That's great. That's great.
So, you know, we just had a big race down in Montgomery this past weekend. We had all the heavy hitters able. Everybody was talking about how Montgomery track was working. Said it was on keel. A lot of guys said that, you know, they liked the track better than most tracks they done been to this year. So, and I heard this, they got some, I don't know, a new guy prepping the track or something. That I don't quote me on that, but that's what I was told. But,
okay.
Everybody said the track was working real good.
That's great, then, man.
Yep. I see we got a couple of hands up, so I'm going to start opening up a few mics.
All right. Let's see what we got, though.
Let's see. 205-22-17. Your mic is live. 205-22-17. Your mic is live. You're hot. You're live on the Booty Butt Naked Show.
Where in the hell sleep at, DJ?
I don't know where sleep at. Let me go on.
I'm sure I ain't heard from you.
312-08.
0684.
Your mic is hot.
Hey, DJ, don't play, man. Don't play. hey, Buttnacker, tell DJ don't be playing with me, man. He know what time it is, man.
Yeah, he know it. Well, I think I'll see what he's going to pick up on that. He ain't picked up on it yet.
How you doing, man?
How y'all doing, man?
How you doing?
All right, Larry, how you doing, man?
Oh, man, sure. I'm hanging in there, man. Hanging in there.
Yeah.
I raised my hand tonight, and the reason I raised my hand tonight, I had two questions that I want to ask with me being a northerner and not being a southerner. I mean, where I'm living at. But I'm trying to get some understanding as far as the racing down there is concerned. I know that quite a few of y'all race for belts. Is that correct?
When somebody put one up, you challenge somebody.
Okay. Are all belts important, or is only certain ones important?
I think all belts are important.
Okay.
Yeah, I do also. I mean, it's all what's important to the person who's chasing. I mean, because you got different classes of belts, you know.
Okay.
Each
person that generally wins a belt. Is classified as a champ. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yep.
Okay. So if they all classify, I didn't know, because I was just wondering because, you know, I know Bud Nelson had won a belt, you know, and our objective in bag racing is to reach a goal. It's to win races, and the system that you all have is to try to earn a belt, to be a champ or whatever the case is. And I noticed that a lot of people weren't really acknowledging him as being a champ. See, because like I told you, I sit back and I listen to all the shows.
But Negative is a champ. I mean,
yes,
it is what it is. He's a champ. He has a belt.
Uh-huh.
You know, some can say, I mean, the champ did get beat, you know, 2 weeks ago. But he still has the belt. It wasn't for the belt,
mm-hmm.
from my understanding. But... You know,
I think all champs have been beat.
Yeah, I mean, if you race, you're gonna get beat.
Exactly.
If you ain't racing, you ain't gonna get beat. So I mean,
well,
the only way you can win or get beat is if you're racing.
I had the wrong understanding, DJ, and the reason I had the wrong understanding because from the way it was seeming like some belts a bit more than other belts, and that's why I was kind of confused. So I thought I would ask y'all that question so I could have a clear understanding about it.
Well, some belts are extreme, you know, like the belt that Butt Naked say he want, which I want also, is the Extreme 28 belt.
Okay.
Which is held by the Fulton boys.
Now, when you say extreme,
I mean, because they have a small block
of 28. Oh, you're talking about the class of belts. Yeah, they got that.
Yeah,
belt.
I mean, the extreme means it don't matter what the power adder is, how it don't matter if it's a big block, small block, turbo.
Okay.
It's just the baddest thing pretty much on 28.
Well, see, I think what Larry's talking about is when they become out, like when someone said at one time I had a different class of belt. But
He has the Alabama belt, basically.
The Alabama State belt, but let me tell you something. I said, why not clean up around your own back door before you go outside and try to clean up somewhere else? So I cleaned up and got the belt right here for Alabama. Now my next move is to get the national belt. It's just like you become a governor before you become a representative or a congressman.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody
do it however they want to do it. But, no, I mean, there's nothing to try to downplay his belt. I mean, the thing is, you know, he's going to have people that's going to attack you or come at you or try to discredit you. But, I mean, bottom line, he's a champ. He got a belt. So, I mean, it is
what
it is.
And you know what, DJ? I could deal with that part with me being in the realm of life that I'm in now. I can deal with people that try to discredit so far and so on. I just want to have a true understanding about it, you know, and now that y'all have explained it to me, I know what it is now, you know. So regardless of whatever be said after that or added to it or taken away from it, it is what it is. So
it is what it
is. I got to understand it now.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, anybody can say what they want to say, but Butt Naked is a champ, and Butt Naked has the Alabama State belt.
Okay.
So
I don't hold it up long. I also noticed that Lil Bruh's Lil Saying has become real famous. I see they got shirts out about Lil Bruh Saying, down on your ass I go.
They tried to put one on me, fit me like a skirt. It was so big. They ain't had no smaller sizes.
Yeah. And Lil Saying has become real famous, boy. I'm glad, man.
Very famous.
That's what it takes to make things work, man. That's what we wanted to do.
That's it.
You know?
That's it.
I want to come in there, y'all, and wave my hand and get out the way because there's some more hands up. You know, and I appreciate y'all for explaining that to me. I do have a clear understanding now.
Larry, y'all going to make it to the banquet, to the Grudge Inc. banquet.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay. Probably something. We're still trying to wait on little brother heal up.
I forgot about it.
It'll be in January. Yeah, he got time to heal up.
Yeah. Once he does that, man, we're going to be all good.
Cool.
That way we can give him a trophy that say, down on your ass, I go.
I know that, bro.
Yeah,
Larry, I ain't going to mute your mic. I'm going to leave you hot. So if you want to just mute your mic or whatever, you want to come back in, just hop back in anytime.
All right, DJ. Thanks.
All right, Larry.
313-6547. You hot on the Butt Booty Naked Show.
What's up, Champ Butt Naked? What's up, DJ Brett and Larry? This is Big Fred. Just checking in.
Big Fred, what you know good, brother?
What's going on, homie?
Howdy, baby. Just leaving the gym trying to work some of these pounds off so I can fit that suit so I can come to that banquet. Hey, look, I bought some suits back in the last year and had them tailored and everything. Man, I said, well, I'm going to go to the banquet. I went in the closet and put a couple on them and tried to put them on. Shit. My brother's like, you getting to me. I said, man, I'm going to get back in the gym. I'm going to lose this. I'm not going to get nobody's nothing.
I heard that.
What's going on? What's on your mind tonight, brother?
Charlie, you know, see what's going on with you guys and, you know, just checking in and, you know, just chilling.
We always enjoy to hear our up north brothers, ma'am. Like I said, I always have to get my hats off to you guys. Y'all guys I love the way y'all do y'all thing. Y'all come down. Y'all ain't about all that talking. Y'all about some talking, but y'all about some action, too. So, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. You know, like I said, we had a good time with you guys. And I think that this thing is coming together and it's going to get even bigger, you know, as it progresses. So, you know, that's a good thing. Like that banquet. That banquet is going to be great. I'm going to make sure I'm coming.
Yeah, all us sitting back with no racing, just talking about racing, kicking back, having a good time.
Hey, look, my kid is like, you ain't going to leave us. You coming to Atlanta? Oh, no. He's going to Atlanta with you. Your mom is just going to Atlanta, too. I got brother living in Atlanta now. My daughter's been going down there. She's modeling at that Bailey agency a little bit. So they like, shit, we going. So the 19th, right there with the Grudge Inc. And my wife said the same thing. She said, all this running back and forth to the south, some other shit going on. I'm going down on your ass.
Sometimes, but nigga, I say you may leave the door open for it, but but at the same time, man, you just, it is what it is, man. I mean, you can't take nothing away from you because you got it and you did what you're supposed to do to get it. So, you know, it is what it is, man. So
I like that topic last night about what Jay was talking about, defending the belt. You know, those guys.
Yeah.
Talking about defending the belt and everything. So that turned out pretty good. You know, that conversation.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, how that transpired. So that's good. But just, I'm gonna sit back and mute my mic, man. Just you know, listen to you guys.
Feel free to jump in anytime you want, my brother.
All right, man.
773-4309. You're on the Butt Booty Naked Show, and you're live.
What's up, Butt Naked DJ Dick Will? What's up, lad? What's Dick going Will. On, Will?
What's the deal?
Hey, baby, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. I'm still out the butt naked about my goat.
Yes. Hey, you know what? I was just going to tell him, what's up? We're going to get us a liquor stick since it ain't drag racing time and make butt naked go dig that
but
hole. So
I mean, since this goat has caused so much damn controversy, I'm going to see if I can't get goat on the menu at the banquet.
Now, that's what
I'm
talking about.
Hey, DJ, you forgot we in Atlanta. Every restaurant in Atlanta just about sell goat.
Well, then it shouldn't be that hard to get it on the menu. For people that want goat, I'm telling you right now, it will be a limited amount of goat on the menu at the banquet. So we need to know who all wants some of the goat. They ain't got to worry about Dirty Red digging a hole or Gunnet Pig digging a hole or Butt Naked dragging the goat to Atlanta. It'll already be cooked and whatever it needs to be.
I will get with J-Bars
and make sure that there's some goat on the menu.
That way to do it. Hey, when I go to Atlanta, I love to get that curry goat, any kind of that goat. They got it everywhere up there.
Well, all I can assure y'all, all I'll be doing is watching y'all eat goat because I will not be joining. I can assure you.
And you might watch us, DJ, but, you know, as long as you don't never taste it, you'll watch us. But if you ever taste it, you're probably going to push us out of our chair.
Down on that goat we go.
Down on that goat ass we go.
Oh, wow.
Hey, butt naked. Don't let them try to fool you. You the champ, you the man. Don't fall for that junk they be talking either.
Butt nigga, you there?
Who you at, butt nigga?
Is I am still hot. Maybe he said hold on or something. Well, I'm going to go to the next caller. 248-0347. You're live on the Butt Booty Nigga Show.
What's happening, DJ?
What's happening, Mikhail?
Oh, man, not too much. I thought I'd call in. You know I got to show my support to you guys.
We let me tell you, we do appreciate our people that always call in and support us, man. Cause,
most definitely.
We were struggling at first. You know, we were crabbing along. I really appreciate the telethons and everything everybody did to help get our ratings up. And now we pretty much kind of hold on. So we really appreciate everybody calling in and showing love and keeping us on there.
Yeah, we could use something Saturday night. A marathon.
No, y'all, though, y'all the ones that got 12,000 listeners or something.
Yeah, we got some record on that, but. You know, it's always good. Everybody should still call in to support everybody.
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't call and said I actually went to bed early Saturday night. I'd seen where I had a bunch of missed calls. People was calling me and texting and wanting me on the show, but I was knocked the hell out.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
I was knocked out. It was one weekend. I wasn't doing no racing, no nothing, and I was like, shoot.
Yeah, you got to catch up on that rest, man. I know how it goes.
Get some rest. Well, I just pulled a car out the trailer today for the first time. I'm trying to clean up the engine compartment a little bit. Hopefully it won't be long for the motor to be going back in it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Larry, how you doing, Larry? I hear you on there.
Oh, Kevin, I'm hanging in there, man, with both hands, man. Hold it on tight.
Yeah, you know,
I'm trying to get that goat ready, man.
Uh-oh.
I would love to hear from it, like, car key. I'm going to see if I can't send him a text here. If you call, you're on the line. Press the one button. So I would like for you to tell everybody.
Hey, DJ, you said you're bringing some goat to the banquet, man.
No. Hold on. Let me clear this up real quick. I'm going to talk to Jay Barnes. I don't think it's going to be a problem. I'm not going to say I'm guaranteeing no goat. But I'm pretty sure it won't be too hard. I'm gonna take it to Jay Barnes, and I'm sure he'll if enough people want some goat, he'll get some goat on the menu.
Right, I just didn't want to see you and butt naked. I didn't like the clampers. You know, I couldn't in the parking lot.
Nah, you won't see that. I can assure you that.
I didn't want to see no Jerry Clapper stuff. That's all I was saying. I'm sure you did that one. Because if I see that, I'm going to talk about you.
Mm-hmm. If you see that, I want you to talk about me. Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Like I was saying, car key, if you're on the line, push the one
button.
I'm going
to put my phone on mute. I'll holler at you in a little bit.
Okay, brother.
All right.
Or if he's not on, I'm going to probably try to send him a text because I'd love him to get on here and talk about his race this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have a great turnout, I believe.
Yeah, he's going to have a good old shing ding at the zoo. The zoo has been hot this month. Every weekend. They had a race this past weekend. Say it was packed house. They're going to have a race this weekend. Guaranteed to be a packed house. We racing down here, my up north brothers.
Yeah,
y'all
we
wanna
know.
Get some, Y'all want to get some more testing and tuning, then come on down to the zoo, because the zoo has got it going on. The zoo like the party spot. Every weekend they got it going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
What kind of raid they got out there in Vegas going on? What kind of super street car show, car, what they got going on in Vegas?
Five, they got all that big end of the year race, I think, in Vegas. Yeah, it's a pretty big race out there, too.
I know there was. Chris just said just then when I clicked over and I was gone for a brief second.
Yeah, my new tuner, that's where he is this weekend in Vegas.
Oh, where he going? Old Shepherd Ray.
That's where he at. Let me see here. 313-5415. Your mic is hot and you're live on the Butt Booty Naked Show.
What's going on, DJ Grant?
What's happening? Who am I speaking with?
It's Tyson.
Tyson, how you doing, brother?
I'm all right. What's going on with you all the way naked? What's happening, champ?
Oh, man, it's me holding it in the room. I'm like Larry, holding on with two hands.
Hey, man, that's all you can do. Hey, listen here, man. Don't let them cats bother you, man. Everybody go through trial and error.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. It's all good, you know. I'm letting them see what to do this week.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. That's all you can do.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
All you can do. What's happening, Larry? You all right? Well, that's all you can do. Well, I had to call in and, you know, support the guy, see what's happening with y'all guys.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man.
Oh, yeah, we definitely appreciate you checking in with us, brother. I mean, without y'all, we ain't nothing. We'd be sitting there talking to our goddamn self.
You ain't lying, telling a lie.
I said, but, nigga, what's going on, man?
Oh, never mind.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man, we'll run out of shit to say real fast.
We sure would. We sure would.
We can tell some good lies, so it's always going to be something to talk about.
Oh, man. Where's my boys, Boost 12, the one that gave me an ass one? Boost 12, where you at, Boost 12? I got to see y'all pretty soon.
What's Boost 12 doing this weekend? Are they going somewhere this weekend?
That was a freak.
What do you say about Boost 12?
I don't think he want to see. He knew that was a freebie. He knew that was a stumble up. Y'all.
Yeah, he's still whooped my ass, so I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
That should happen, man.
Yeah.
A win is a win, homie.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good guy, though. I like them. They're some good guys.
Oh, yeah, they are all right.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody was all right up that way. Everybody I met from the north.
And I'm not mad. Let me tell you something. I'm not mad at nobody that's racing, man. You can't be mad. Anybody that's racing and getting up there engaged and putting up some money, you can't be mad. Period.
No move.
If they getting in the ring, you can't be mad at them, man. Period. Bringing action to the game that's keeping what we love going on and giving the fans what they want to see.
But I tell you one thing we talked about last night, DJ, that we never did come to a conclusion of.
What's that?
About straddling that fence with the Claire races and Greer races showing any time.
Man, you started some with that because I seen a little blog today about, you know, you got some stuff stirring up and, you know, I don't know, man. The thing is, I'm not afraid to run no class race up I think that's kind of what the blog was kind of saying, like people being scared to run. Ain't nobody, I don't think nobody's afraid. I know I'm not afraid to run a class racer. But, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, they do what they do, and we do what we do. That's just the way I look at it. I don't really, I would love if some of the class racers had a grudge car that they don't, right. You know. Put in those classes and stuff, but.
What you saw on the blog, I ain't looked at nothing today. I've been working like a goddamn.
There's some stuff out there. Trust
my thing is this. They're a man just like I'm a man. They all can be beat.
Oh, yeah. What the stuff here, DJ? You scared to repeat it?
I'm going to hold up. Let me just get to a couple of these other calls because we got a few.
That ain't the point, though.
That ain't the point. The problem is that they're showing their time.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's all. It ain't that you can win
a
little.
Hold on a second.
And that gives the other guy a sense of where you at. So that's not right.
That was my statement right there. That's what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care if nobody knows where they're at. If you look
at it like this, it's a catch-22. What if they still want to come in the grudge racing and switch their powertrain into another car?
It's not about them. It's about the other guys. If you go out there and beat a guy that you know run a 450, you beat him, where you going to get a race at? Who's going to run you then? You know, that's the problem. It's not about you and them. It's about where you engage at, where the people can, you know, check and see what kind of numbers you're running. They have an idea. They don't know, but they have an idea where you at, and that's the problem.
Exactly.
Right.
They're going to cause you money down the line right there.
Right. I understand that.
Yep. That's what I was saying. Nobody's scared to run them because, hey, them guys ain't got no more money in their car than what the grudge guy got. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We all got the same engine builders, and most of got the same tunes, and hey, it is what it is.
Right, they just show their time.
I'm sorry, y'all, I'm back. And I see somebody had their hand up and they dropped. If you had something to say, just push the one again. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get to y'all as soon as I can. 334-1083, your mic is live and hot on the
What's up, DJ?
What's
up,
nigga?
What's up, butt naked? This half naked,
on?
Man.
Half
man,
naked.
How you gonna get your phone number trained? You ain't gonna call and tell me, man.
How you gonna? Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Half naked is supposed to be the first to get the damn number changed. But naked.
I bet that's like butt naked Junior. I bet Dad, what you say you were riding 8-0, man. And you gonna get the number tied and didn't even tell me.
I called myself sending it to everybody in my phone book, man. I can't send it to everybody.
I'm at work, telephone, bed and everything. Why you in Macon? I'm broke. The car broke.
Well, we know you ain't broke. The car might be broke, but you ain't broke.
I'm done the way I was betting on the phone.
Okay. Betting on the phone.
I couldn't make it to the track, but I was telephone, Ben. They took me out.
I heard that. We're going to get it back. Hold on. We're going to get it back. I got a new set of gear. We ain't got no plastic gear this time.
You send me that number, man. God, that ain't right.
Okay, I get it to you. Ain't no problem. I signed it to Jim. Jim got it.
Man, he's supposed to sign it to me.
I'm sorry, big homie. We'll send it to you. I'll get it to you right after the show.
Nah, I'm in a peabody on cussed out this week talking about you.
I'm glad to say I still got some fans left.
I just called Mark Gay yesterday. Man, he gonna whoop you with a smile block.
I've
been hearing that, but the thing is, Mark Gay, y'all got to come out. Y'all got to get out first.
They've been hollering at 3 years. They've been in that car 5 years.
I said, get out of my shop, Mark. I don't want to hear that.
Well, that's what they say now. They say they're coming for you, butt naked. But
they've been coming for me. I don't rig three cars in then. bought 4 engines in then. What the hell are they waiting on?
Man, Mark said he's going to whoop you with a backyard built smile block.
Well, look at it like this,
butt naked. Everybody gunning at you. That means you're doing something right. So they want to come gun at you.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
They ain't gonna gun at you if you ain't doing nothing right. So evidently.
Well, hang on the line, half nigga, because you know,
I'm
going to
mute my phone. I'm going to mute me. Okay, so you can always use
some backup because, you know, ain't at any given time, it ain't pop off on my buddy now.
All right.
478-7034. You're live on the Butt Booty Naked Show.
What's going on, DJ Grant? What's going on, Frank?
Gun it. Whoa. Hold on, y'all.
Man, you know what? I when you call me about that, I said, you know, what's going on the number one grudging talk show, DJ Grant and Butt Naked, this Tuesday. And I've been listening for a little while. You know, I just called in. But, DJ Grant, what's going on these? Well, hold on. First of all, Frank, how you doing? Big Will, how you doing? Fred, how you doing? Brother Larry, how you doing? DJ, how you doing? The governor of Alabama.
I'm all right, brother.
All right. Butt Naked, how you doing? And Butt Naked,
I was yesterday.
Don't you ever let them jokers get on you again and go down on you like that. I mean, what's wrong with you, man? I would have muted Mississippi Joe's mic in a heartbeat. He go down on me like that, and BET Live told him he'd get you a transmission. Man, I would have hung up on them jokers so quick it would have made their heads spin.
You're right, Gunny.
I would have did
that's
it.
That's right.
But Naked, I got to say, is they were justified because you being a grudge racer, knowing that you're up against the heavy hitters that you're up against, you should have a planning thing. You know what I mean? And this is what
you got to stay in the middle of the road. Now they did have some valid points. Now, but nigga, they had some valid points. But you just got to be able to shake them off. I mean, you got to. I mean, the only way you're gonna shake them off is get in the ring with them. That's it. That's the only thing gonna shut them up.
I would have shook them off and I would have hung up on them because I'm gonna say this, DJ. One thing I did learn from you when I first started coming to Columbus, Georgia. And you were putting the stunt together, and you were giving me some tips about how you put your car together, how you had to pay attention to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Including that drive shaft. You know what I mean? And when I pulled up, I pulled up. But, Nick, when I seen you, what's the first thing that I said to you?
Can't remember, got it so much on my mind. First memory.
What the fuck are you doing with a weak-ass drive shaft going down the track?
Well, Gunny, I ain't thinking what we had. I paid the man $777 for that motherfucker. He said it wasn't going to never break.
Hey, Butt Nigga.
Did he say it won't bend?
Hey, Butt Nigga, Mitt Romney loves the hell out of me, too. Do you believe that, too? You believe Mitt Romney loves me to damn death?
Hell no, girl. Shit. He lost. He canceled everybody's credit card that were working for him.
It's funny y'all say dry shaft because I remember when it was time to order my dry shaft in my previous car. Hell, I just went to a little local place. It was a place called Foreman and got a dry shaft. I didn't really think too much of it. But when I was building this car, he said, no, you got to get a dry shaft rated for this and that. And that dry shaft was damn near right around $1,000, if I'm not mistaken. It was pretty high.
But nigga, you know what, all jokes aside, I do consider you one of the true grudge racers out here. You will do something. But like this man said, you got some numbers now. Why don't you reach out to a few people, even your Alabama governor? You don't got to tell them what's in your car, but you can, you know, I'm sure DJ Granny created a checklist for you. You know what I mean? For you to go down and, you know.
Oh, the man know what he need to get. I mean, don't think for 1 minute, but nigga, don't.
Yeah.
It's green or nothing. Now he know what he need or what he want to get, but
I don't think the
drive shaft
done it.
He going off what
he
was told.
I think the gears done it. You know, like I said, I went out with, but now when I talk to Drag last night, I'm gonna reach out to some of them guys when I need some advice on some other things. Or these other guys will mislead you? They lead you down the wrong path. And with that being said, we're gonna handle that situation from now on out. Believe that on anything.
All right. Well, Butt Naked, I wish you the best. I wanted to come on and let you know what I mean, that I do. If it means anything to you at all, I do believe you will grudge, and I do believe you will get out there and do something. And then I'm going to be quiet. Big Drag been getting real sassy at the mouth lately. Big Drag been getting sassy, DJ. You know that shit. That's joke. Ooh, shit. That joker clown me so motherfucking bad when they came to Georgia and fucked y'all up. But I'm proud to say I'm not a grudge racer because y'all got fucked up down here in the South. Chicago came down here and fucked y'all. They stuck their finger in y'all's asses with a hook. They did, man. I'm telling you, man. Drag.
Yeah.
We went to the Huddle House or the Waffle House one. Drag treated me, my wife, whatever the hell we wanted, and laughed all the way in that motherfucker. Clown my ass. Frank clown my ass. Fred, baby boy. It was horrible, motherfucker, man. I couldn't say shit either. I couldn't say shit.
Yeah, all the up north boys went home hoarse.
Man.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Big Drag had a fucking, Big Drag, I guess he can't wear jeans too tough. He's so big, so he liked to wear them sweatpants. That joker had a money band around his ankle and said, this is Georgia Brady.
He damn sure pulling out them socks, boy. He damn sure was doing that.
Man,
I'm the drag. What y'all doing? What you doing? The money?
Well, you got to have it down there. You only keep $60 in your pocket for the stick-up kid. I said, oh, okay. Well, I ain't know he helped me do some shit, then.
Hey, listen, let me ask you guys a question. There's a lot of guys on the line from out of Chicago. Do you guys truly think, I mean, is Big Drag that bad with that, with the naturally aspirated cars to come down here and offer certain people the back tire, and he said he's going to clear them in the age? Do you guys really think
he's bad, bad at any car he put together?
And who is this?
I'll tell you it won't be long before it be proven.
But who is this talking?
This is Big Will. I don't know who that was.
I don't, Will. What's going on, bro? All right, what's happening, Will? Well, Will, being that you guys are from Chicago, I can't expect to hear anything out you guys' mouth. You know what I mean? You guys are going to say, I love Big Drag regardless because he's up in the north. But,
I'm from Detroit.
Well, that's the north. All you guys are rolling together at the end of the day. It's like the way the south, you know, when the south comes up north, we stick together. I'm sure y'all going to stick together, even though you guys have the beef between Chicago and Detroit.
I'm just telling you the real. I'm just telling you the man is just that bad. You know, I ain't seen a car yet he ain't put together that didn't fly. Whether it was nasty, aspirated, racing car, or regardless.
Hey, when you talk to Big Drag, you can tell Big Drag has a lot of knowledge. He's very knowledgeable about this game. He's very passionate about this game.
Yeah.
And very passionate about his car, you can tell. You can guarantee, I can almost guarantee without seeing, now I've never seen Big Drag race or anything. All I've done is just heard of him. But I can pretty much guarantee you that he's definitely going to live up to his reputation. That's just my opinion.
He ain't live up to the reputation when he got in that, when he was sitting ducking the law, pulling his asshole out now. How about
listen,
that,
man, that's just him doing. That's him just doing. That's him just driving a car, man. We talking about his own car, man.
Hey, man, listen, I got to get Big Drag. Any way I can get Big Drag. The way he came down here and clowned on me, and I got up there, and listen, I got to get Big Drag. Any way I can have him.
Hold on, because the phone with the light number, one of these numbers might be. Does anybody know the last four digits of Big Drag number?
I think it's 2502.
Oh, you begun it. Here you go.
Oh, here.
Big Drag.
What am, DJ? What am, butt nigga?
Good old Drag.
Hey, my friend Gunny.
I missed it. I had to cook. What's going on? Is this Big Drag on the line, baby boy? Who is it?
What's going on, this Drag, Gunny?
What's going on, Drag?
Hey,
you
Gunny,
know,
I only got on you because, man, you really degraded us when the north when the south came to the north and beat us up, man. You talk real bad to us.
I know.
I just had to return the favor.
But you damn sure return that motherfucker.
And I heard you talking about ducking the law, so you assassinate me for being the driver, huh? I can't make the car go no faster than it go, man. That
hey,
wasn't
Drag,
my car,
I
son.
Drag, I got to have you any way I can get you. You come down here to my hometown. You come down here to where I reside, and I'm rolling with these boys down here. And, yo, Drag was really clowning me all night, yo, for real. It got to the point, yo, I was like, I'm not even walking past these dudes. All them damn
why didn't you? You forgot about the next morning. I didn't let up neither then.
All right, Drag. See? Hey, listen here. Drag, that car must be getting real close to being ready because I've been hearing you getting every day. As
I can tell you, it seems like Big Drag is smiling. I bet you Big Drag is smiling right now. I can sense the smile on his face.
Hey, DJ, you must be in my room, man. You must be in my front room because I got a keen smile on my face.
I can tell.
It ain't going to be long. That old Canario going to be making hot water, Gunny.
Somebody is jumping. Somebody from right with the same area code with you, Drag. They pushing the one button coming out. They want to get in bad. Let me let them on in. 708-0212.
All right.
Hello to everybody. Gunner, DJ Grant, Butt Naked Will, Larry. This is Baby Boy.
Man, baby boy.
Hey, you got on before me. I was gonna try to get on first and try to just talk to Gunner and see what was going on, but you got on before me, but you know, it's all good.
Hey, Baby Boy's another one. I mean, boy, all I seen was teeth. On November 3rd, all I seen was teeth and woolly heads because it was going down, man. Them jokers, man, I'm telling you. And they was really standing around like, is this the best y'all got to offer? You know what I mean? And you know, I got to tell the truth. There was a lot of calls at the track, and I know you guys probably had the discussion already. I'm a little ashamed, you know what I mean, because there was a lot of calls at the track that sat just like them that just wouldn't do nothing. Leon came down here. Leon was talking shit with his man, it was fucking ugly, bro. It was ugly. And you know, obviously we can't rely on Primetime to carry the weight of the South on his shoulders all the time. We can't. He just, you know, DJ, I take my hat off to you. Butt Naked, I take my hat off to you. I don't know who else can we take our hats off to here in the South.
Most of the guys on this end ain't had a car already, got it. They got them. They're ready now.
David Floyd, the White Boys. You know, I know K9 and them get out there and do something. I don't know, man. Listen, it's getting to the point. You know, I'm really on my way to separating. I got a lot of footage. I got a lot of footage of what people said, what they're gonna do. They gonna separate men from the boys in 2013. Because all this fake locking up and fake grudge raising, and no, it must come to an end. It must come to an end. And I believe when Big Drag comes out, Big Drag will embarrass a lot of people, maybe. I'm not sure yet. I got to see him get down the track with that pro-stock car. I really got to see him get down the track with that pro-stock car.
What a pro-stock car?
Yes, sir. You know, Big Drag like them big fast cars, man. Who said that, Butt Naked?
Yeah, I ain't know what kind of car it'd be. I thought you just exaggerating to me. You got a pro stock car.
Nah, shit.
You got the real deal, boy.
Word up. You got the real deal. I heard Big Drag say, you know, he ain't got the money to be burning pistons and shit like that to be fucking with nitrous. But I wonder what the hell Big Drag would be capable of if he had a sponsor behind him. Getting these pistons and when he burned the shit up, they can be put. I really wonder how knowledgeable Drag is.
I don't know how knowledgeable he would be if he had a sponsor, but I can tell you what, here, tell one of them guys on ESPN, down on your ass, I go.
That's your will. It's whoever, I mean, it's just talking to him, man. He's just passionate about what he do. He don't mind helping people.
Definitely one of the best and very good person for the game. I have
yes,
to.
He is. I don't
for
care
those who don't know, for those who don't, I want you guys to know something that I just found out about Drag, that Big Drag has been grudging since 1975. So this is, yes, 1975, bro. I found that out recently. And his actually on November 3rd when we were at the Huddle House, Waffle House 1, he told me. He's been judged since 1975.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know,
they've been around a long time, man. A long time.
Y'all hang tight. I got to let a couple of these calls in. I got one guy been holding on for almost an hour. Hold on. 706-38-39. Your mic is hot. You're live on the Butt Booty Naked Show.
What about another DJ?
What's happening? Who is this?
Your buddy's worst nightmare.
My buddy's worst nightmare?
Yeah.
We got a rule on the show. You got to identify yourself, sir. Not your mic will be muted. This is my show. So identify yourself, chump.
Mop.
Mop Gate. This is the man that got a small block that say he going to take Mr. Butt Naked out with a small block.
Yeah,
how do you think that little motor
going
to
take a bomb out with them beaches he got, didn't he? But did he do it? Nope.
Mark Gates, that man got a big old mountain motor in that car, man.
I don't care. Bigger than the heart of the fall.
Hey, Mark, let me ask you one question. With that small block you say y'all got, when will you be ready, sir?
It won't be long now.
It's been 3 years in making.
Hey.
3 years in counting.
Hey.
I think you're drinking that Cisco button, nigga.
Hey,
drinking something.
Hey.
I'm here. Yes, sir.
If the cooker takes, don't it? It takes a while for the simmer, don't it? And it'd be good if you don't it.
I ain't never seen a cake that's similar.
It's similar and it's good. That's when you don't eat it right out the stove. You have to lay it to the side and let it cool off and let it simmer a little bit. You don't know nothing about that.
I don't know nothing about it. I know when you take it out of the oven, you let it cool down, but simmer, I don't know. But when y'all going to be ready? You talking about cakes and motors, goddamn. We talking about when you going to be ready to raid, homie. Y'all been shooting at me for 3-4 years. What the hell the problem is?
Shooting at you 3 or 4 years.
You know they just talking.
Yeah, I ain't shooting at you no 3 or 4 years.
That's what they doing. They just talking.
No, I'm going to say, now Mr. Gates got some credibility, y'all. I know a lot of y'all don't know him, but he got some credibility.
When you going
to
get me?
DJ, you know who I'm going to treat him like? The same way I treated Fleet, I'm going to treat him the same way. I had a homegrown then, and he had a Fullerton 706. It was a Fullerton, a fundamental one. I had a 706. And I run them down in the ground, and I'm going to do him the same way with a homegrown.
Let me tell you something. It's just like the wire. When you chose you want to marry, you chose her. It's like when you chose whatever motor you want to be, you chose that. Exactly. Them know you
ain't
for
nigga.
I ain't saying nothing about my motor.
What nigga?
Yes, sir.
I got it.
When Mark was telling me about it the other night, he damn near convinced me.
I got a good little bitty man.
Y'all hold on 1 second. Gunner Picks, are you still on the line? Gunner Picks, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Are you by a computer?
Yes, I am.
Can you please log on, because every time around this time my computer does the same thing every time. I may need a little backup because there's some people that still got their hands up and I'm not able to open any mics right now.
I'll tell you what, if you guys can just bear with us tonight on the Butt Naked and DJ Grant show, let me log in, let me get into the show, and we'll get everybody that has the flag up, everybody got the hand up, you have a voice on the good shows. In the meantime, I want to let everybody know this Sunday, Montgomery, Alabama, is the Trey One Rudd's racing show. Montgomery, Alabama is going down. Please go out and support Trey One. He supports everybody's races. He will at least show up. He ain't going to race no fucking body, but he will show the fuck up. And
my homeboy race? What you talking about? Trey One race? What you talking about?
Trey One ain't going to bust a fucking great. And he's talking about getting inside the white boys this weekend. If I didn't have to go out of town,
Trey One's gonna show y'all something. I know some y'all don't know. Trey One,
I don't
been
give
in
a fuck what you think you know. Trey One, you know what? Trey One, his knees is getting a little weak. You know what I'm saying? He's getting weak at the knees.
Okay.
So I tell you, anybody that want to see Trey, and I like Trey One. Don't get me wrong. You know, Nick's real good at the
I like
track,
him too.
If y'all, but the truth is the light. If y'all want to see Trey One lose another couple of $1,000, be in Montgomery this Sunday, Montgomery, Alabama. Sunday, November 18th.
Trey One ain't bullshit. I'm telling you.
Trey One. Hey, well, he didn't quit. I'll tell you that shit. But, man, I'm telling you, I don't know about Trey One, man. You know, he didn't want to give up the belt when we was down in, you know, that's what you said, DJ. It looked like he didn't want to give up that belt and whatnot. I don't know, man. Trey One, if you're out there and you're listening, call in so you can talk about your race. And what you plan on doing to the white boys with that big-ass, with that back half car that you got. Not stock suspension, picking on calls. You ain't got no business picking on calls into the show. And clear this shit up, please.
Where you at, Gunny? You at?
Why? Because I'm telling the truth. Yard, Trey One got a back half call, want to pick on stock suspension calls. I'll tell you somebody Trey One need to pick on. Y'all listening?
We listening.
Pick on some of them boys from out of Texas with them damn back half calls. Get a hold of some of them rascals. December 1st, be in Texas, and with your big bad back half car, watch them boys in Texas pull your asshole out.
Well, Trey One ain't been in the game that long, man. He trying to find his way through the game, man.
Hey, that's fine. I'm not saying nothing about that, but hell, I got to have my fun wherever I can have it. You know what I mean? Hell, the same way we went down on Butt Naked yesterday, or y'all went down on Butt Naked yesterday, I got the right to go down on Trey One. If I spend my $20,
ain't nobody exempt.
That's right. Nobody's exempt.
Including myself, because down on my ass, a lot of people have went.
Yeah, DJ, I'm getting to get back on your motherfucking ass too, because you straight lost me. I thought you was the great black hope. You turned out to be. You went from sugar to shit quick.
I reckon.
God damn, Grant.
I mean, it is what it is.
Kind of hell.
You know, DJ Grant, you know, DJ Grant, he's cool, you're a friend of mine, but at the end of the day, when I'm out there at that track and I'm betting, man, my money ain't got no fucking friends.
Shit,
I done lost money with DJ Grant one too many fucking times. I'm through with DJ, for real.
I lost money with that joker too.
hey, fuck that. Hey, I'm glad you can laugh at it, but Lord knows, I'm fine.
You had an opportunity to win a lot of money. You just bet it south when you should have bet it north.
All right, Drag. You got that, Drag. I tell you what, Drag. 2013, Drag, down on your ass where I go, Drag. You're going to be able to go to no track without me being gone. Drag, I hope to see you this Saturday, Drag. I hope to see you this Saturday. I'll be in your neck of the woods this Saturday.
I'll be around.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, you know,
hey,
we got a big car show.
Put my name in the hat for Rick of the Year, goddammit.
We got a big car show, brother. Come on. So you can go to the car show with us.
That's where I'm headed to. Straight to that car show. That's my purpose of coming up there. So for those who don't know, there's a tremendous car show in Chicago. You know what I mean? And I'm going to go check it out this year. You know what I mean? If you guys want to get together and we want to split some expenses and ride, call me. I'm leaving out of here Friday. If you want to ride, I'll be back in Georgia Sunday night. So,
when is that car show?
It's Saturday and Sunday. I forget the name of it. It's like a custom. It's not the World of Wheels. It's like a muscle show. They have a bunch of old Yanko cars and stuff like that. It's a nice
this Saturday?
Show. This Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, I won't be able to make it. I thought I'll tell my next week or something.
No,
the next week we got Indianapolis. We got a big swap meet we go to in Indianapolis. See, that's pretty much a lot of my game. You know, I've been fooling around with these racetracks and stuff. I ain't been on my money. But that's what I do. I go to swap meets and stuff by and sell.
Man, I got a car in my backyard. Big Drag came up here. He analyzed the car in my back. I didn't know I was sitting on something. You know what I mean? And he looked at that car, ran through that car down to the damn rims and told me what I had. You know, I was about to let it go for pennies. Stupid me. Appreciate that, Drag.
No problem, bro.
You know, he ran it down from the back, you know what I mean, down to the rally rims. And what did I know about rally rims? I got an old Chevelle in the backyard. And, you know, shoot, man, he ran it down.
You got Chevelle and don't know what you got?
Man, listen, as I see stuff, I might pick it up. You know what I mean? If I see it and I like it because I'm dealing with cars and I have hopes of one day of putting a car together, you know, I pick things up. You know what I mean? But it's expensive, and when reality kicks in, the shit sits in the backyard. I may sell it and see something else and get something else. And that's what I do.
Shit, then I got dreams of fixing one up, too. But here, along my racing, I can't fix shit. I got a 70 Chevelle. Had it more about 5 years. Ain't getting into it yet.
That's the best. That's the best one to me, but nigga, that's the best. That's my most favorite Chevelle is a 70.
You know what? I bought it from that old cat over there in LaGrange where my shop is. I bought that damn thing for $250.
You gonna sell it?
Oh yeah, man. You know what, Drag? You want it? I like you so much. You can have that motherfucker. I ain't gonna do that with
you. I sure want it, man. Did they ever tell you the story about what happened to me when I got in trouble?
No, huh?
Man, I down there get killed about a 70 Chevelle, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I had one. I had a mint LS6, factory LS6 car, but I turned it into a race car. And you know what? Back when I got in trouble, they took everything from me they can find but that old Malibu. And I was affiliated with the Outlaw Superstar, because I was one of the original Outlaw Superstar guys, and we was kind of mandatory for us to all be at that show. And me being under indictment at that time, I'm knowing this, I shouldn't have been taking that car there. I took that car anyway, man. I took that car there that Sunday night when it would come time to take it home, man. The G was everywhere, man. I bet you I fought 15 government agents, man. 15 of them. I was knocking them some guns down. Them jokers wrestled me down, man, with guns, took my head and all type of stuff, man. Told me they had to kill me. About that car. One, 2 days later, I was back in court again about that. I told the judge, I said, Your Honor, I didn't know who they was. I thought they were trying to steal my car. Man, damn, they get killed about that car, man. He took that car from me.
And, dude, I'm telling you, they took a lot of stuff from me in the six digits. That was a, that hurt me the worst right there. When they took that old Malibu, they weakened me then.
This is not a Chevy, it's a Malibu. But it's the same thing. You know, you can clone them out. But when I bought it from the guy, it didn't have no front clip on it. He had bricked it. He took the front clip off to repair it because it had a little frame damage on that driver's side with that tire.
Yeah.
But I can put that bad boy on the frame machine and put it for you and you won't be able to tell it.
Man, let me know. I sure want it.
If you're serious about giving Drag the car, I'm headed up there this weekend. So Drag and Butt Naked, you guys call me after the show. Call me tomorrow, one, whenever it's convenient. And Drag, I don't mind bringing it up there for you. Let's talk about it because I'm headed that way.
Yeah, we do that after the show. That's no problem.
I'm definitely
going to get it.
Yeah, I'm definitely. I definitely like to have it, boy. I'm a 70 fanatic.
Drag,
we got
a 71
down right
in the south, man.
Huh?
There's a lot of different kind of cars down here, man.
That's what we do on this Grudge Race show. We give away cars to our homeboys.
The Grudge King, man. God,
hey, you been really saying about getting them cars on around that property. I'm going to get this real Drag. That's all right with you?
Yeah, when you come get it.
I'm going to make arrangements to come and get it ASAP.
She said, shit, you want them trucks and shit around here too? yeah, man. Get it yours now.
Okay,
I ain't going to pick that mug.
He said, good. Right. When you come to get it, now you know you can get it now, Dre. It's official. But
yeah.
The woman has spoken.
Yes, I'm going to make some arrangements. I'm going to call Butt Naked and make some arrangements and get it from him.
Yeah,
that's
no problem.
There it is.
Shit, we got a damn don't cry here, too. I moved something that said what that thing has a 70 something, 2 door dump.
35, 45 sold to the man with the brazen hair.
Yeah, you crazy, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, DJ, this is Big Will. I'm passionate about a black and white Mustang. I'll take yours.
Hey, you don't want that mess. He can't even keep his belt on. He's throwing his belt on his back.
DJ, you're giving that old crank to come out of, won't you?
Yeah, you can get that one now.
It was just freshly ran here like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Big Will got a nice car too. Now he just not finishing it up, getting it ready. But he's gonna be in the game for next year too. And a real nice old 71.
There's gonna be a lot of cars coming out in 13.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Even Sleepy say he coming out. We thought the Sleepy Saturday. He say he's coming out with his truck.
Yeah, Sleepy got a real nice S10 truck.
Really?
Yeah.
Real nice.
007 and the Icy Boys and Crew Chief got some competition coming?
Yes, sir.
Can Sleepy's truck run with them boys?
Well, I'll say he's got the body to, you know, that's capable of doing whatever he want to do with it. I'll say that. I don't know what he got for power.
But he got a chassis that's capable of doing of being a good contender.
Yes, sir. He's got a darn good truck.
It is.
And he's been working a lot of overtime, so he's trying to get ready.
Yeah, and he got a friend that's pretty knowledgeable too.
Who is
it? Ain't gonna tell him what's gonna happen with Sleepy.
Who's your friend that's pretty knowledgeable?
Who is his friend?
Yeah, that's the knowledge. That's supposed to be knowledge. Who is
it? Hey, Drag, tell him how long you've been knowing Sleepy Drag.
Man, since the 70s. Since the U.S. 30 days.
Oh, man, okay. All right. But
we've been around Sleepy forever.
Yeah,
well,
I like
we've been knowing Sleepy been around since the U.S. 30 days. That's how long I've been knowing him.
Sleepy's a good dude, genuine dude, man. You can always tell before anybody even ever met Sleepy, you can just tell Sleepy was a real good dude, man. I hadn't heard from Sleepy though. We were just asking where Sleepy was.
He's
where Sleepy
work.
Been?
They say he's been doing a lot of working. You know, Sleepy works in the mines. I think he works in the mines.
Oh yeah.
When he worked, and he can't. He probably can't get off.
Well, you know what? I think we need to reach out to Sleepy. I think Grudge Inc. Not only do we compete against each other, but we're also extended family of each other. We might want to reach out to him and talk a little bit of shit to him and let him know that if he pull that truck out, 007 gonna push his ass hole in.
Well, you know something? You just said some good stuff, Gunny. That says, first of all, respect each other as men. You know, we must do that. And then, even further than that, we've all became friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All these cats on the line that I've met, I consider them as friends. And that's why when Butt Naked spoke about the issues he was having yesterday, I just felt impelled to point him in the right direction. Not saying that he don't know what he's doing or nothing like that, but there's a better way. And, if it's extended to me, why can't I extend it to the next person?
A lot of people, like me and Butt Naked, got our own rivalry or whatever. But me and Butt Naked have talked on the show, after the show, and we both have given each other advice on this way or that way. Because my thing is, I don't care if, you know, it's like this. I chose to go the route that I went the way where I built what I built, and he chose to go with what he built. So, I mean, ain't no conflict. I mean, he going to try to do the best he can do. I'm going to try to do the best I can do. And, I mean, it's just whoever the better man that day whenever we do race. I mean, that's just all. That's what it's gonna be. I mean, we both got more power than we can put down.
Two folks trying to get down the track, and that's all it's gonna be.
That's it.
Yeah.
You and Button, they can meet up together. Go ahead. I'm sure.
I want to be in the right lane, DJ. Cause you go to the left when you take off. Don't come on and tell me a goddamn call. If I wreck or blow up Midtown, I retire. I'm telling you.
Well, my theory is to give myself the best possible opportunity and chance to win. So by doing that, I have to have the best, you know, the best stuff out there that I can buy. And if it takes me a little longer to purchase the stuff that costs more, then I'll sit down until I do it, you know. I had a patience to wait. I ain't coming out if it ain't right, bro. Trust me, it ain't. Can't nobody talk me out. They can't talk about my stuff, talk about me or whatever. You know, it don't even matter. I'm not coming out unless I'm right. And if a joker whoop me, he done whoop me at my best. He ain't going to whoop me twice. He going to whoop me once.
I heard that.
That's why I wish I had some of them. It's hard for me to have them patients. I can't stand. If I got a little pressure, I can crack up and I can go. Guess what? I'm trying to go.
You know what, DJ? I've been my engine builder that does my machine work and stuff. He actually is a 30-year friend of mine as well. We're friends. And he's a pro stock. I'll just say this: he's a key pro stock engine builder in the nation. You know, he's got top ADRL pro stock car. You know, engine builder. Now, I was at his house is probably about 35-40 miles from me one way. I've been there twice today. Getting parts for my stuff. You know what I'm saying? Those are the type of things that keep me going when I ain't running.
Gotcha.
Going to get this. You know, now my motor's pretty much complete. In another week, we'll be ready to put it on the dyno.
Uh-oh.
You know, and I'm chasing all this stuff for the car. Now, tomorrow I'll go over where my car's at. It's about an hour away. You know what I'm saying? And we're finishing it up. We're putting it back together from being painted. And in a minute, I'll have an engine in the car. You know, all that stuff, it takes time. And I got the patience to wait because I want it to be right, you know. And I don't want no mishaps.
Yeah. Well, has anybody, what is, I've been here, what's Jimbo doing now?
Jimbo, maybe, they might be ready to take advantage of by now. It's been a little while.
Oh, yeah.
I was hearing he sold the car, selling the car or something.
Oh.
Yeah, he sold the car.
Jimbo, that's not the first fast Mustang that he had, though. You know, he's a pretty sharp kid. You know, we jack with him about
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had to, you know, I ain't going to say nothing. I definitely spoke with him and the other, Boost 12, the other guy. I mean, definitely Jimbo. I like Jimbo from a standpoint of I know Jimbo will race. I mean, he can be cocky or whatever you want to say, but the man races.
Yeah.
No, he'll race. He will race. How do we do? DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, DJ, how do we talk, though? How do you talk?
Wait, I'm laughing. Hold on.
I never did hear him say him talk. I didn't.
Shoot. Well, I was walking back over to my car and said, "Hey, yo, DJ. Hey, yo, DJ." I said, "What's up, Jimbo? You know I'm finna fuck your boy Biz up, right? You know that, right?" I said, "What? You finna do what? I'm gonna fuck him up. I said, "Jimbo, you're gonna lose, buddy. You're gonna lose. I'm not gonna lose. I'm gonna fuck him up." I said, "Well, guess what? My motors hurt too." I said, "Well, then you know you're gonna lose. But what if I win?" I said, "What you mean? What if you win? You're not gonna win. I mean, if you got a hurt motor." He said, "But what if I beat him with a hurt motor, huh?" I said, "Jimbo, it's over. It's over for you."
What the problem was with his car and what he was finna do, I loaded up. I know that something was going down the racetrack like that.
But
he
got to be crazy
to run a car like that.
Props up to the man for coming down, doing what he said he was going to do, regardless of whatever the situation, whatever. I got to give props, you know, to Jimbo for trying to engage. But my boys, K-9, they have not forgotten what Jimbo was saying. So, Jimbo, only thing I can say, the only thing going to keep them off of you is if you just don't surface. But I know you're going to surface because the person you are. But K-9 is laying in the bushes waiting for Mr. Jimbo to be surfaced.
He coming out. He building a new car, stock suspension on 28s.
DJ, let me ask you a question if you guys don't mind. No Shirt Chad from out of California. I didn't get a chance to meet him that day. But how did he do? Has anybody mentioned No Shirt Chad from out of California?
I think is that the one Boost 12 got a hold to also?
Yeah. He ran.
Yeah.
He got a little loose, but I think he had them bit off a little bit more than he could chew fooling with Boost 12. But he ran good. But, boy, what I like about him, he was a racer, and he come on here. That dude had to drive every bit of 3 days to get to Georgia, man.
Yeah. I mean, anybody do anything like that, man. I mean, big shouts out. I mean, to pull a trailer across country like that, man, that's whoo. 3 days.
That's
a wrap.
Yeah. Wow. So, you know, while we're saying woo, don't forget Grudge Inc. will be planting their flag out in California in 2013. So while you're saying woo, get your beauty sleep, brother.
I know, yeah. Right? Looking for transporters right now to transport the stunner cross country. I will be on a plane.
Hey, man, I got to drive. I got to make that draw. I'm going to have to make that flag.
It's real scenic. It's definitely scenic, Gunny. You'll love the scenic view.
That's too scenic for me, y'all. I ain't gonna lie.
Like it though, son. I drove to Vegas by myself.
No.
Maybe about six years ago.
No, I can't do it. Let me tell you, the longest trip I ever wanna do is up north, that Morocco. I mean that's about my limit.
Hey,
anything more than that, I'm on a plane.
I went all the way to the Bay. I went to Oakland, California, and I pulled back a 1962 Cadillac all the way back to Chicago. Then I left Chicago and went to Greenville, Mississippi, and dropped it off.
Dang.
All they got to do is get a trailer long enough and hook it up behind us, and you got any kind of transport you want, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Get it to Chicago, DJ. I got a stacker. We can roll two cars. We can run two cars.
There we go. Yeah, we roll there. I can do that. That's what I would love. That's what I'm hoping to be my next investment. Going to be one of those a total home.
Yeah.
Stacker.
Well, you can buy right now, like one like mine. Mine is an older total home, but it's newer looking.
Yeah.
But, man, you can
buy
a total.
I'm not going to buy no brand new.
Low 20s.
Yeah, that's about where I need to be, somewhere right in the mid-20s or somewhere in that spot.
Excuse me for a second. DJ, I'm not in front of my computer anymore, but I will walk back up to the house. But can we open up 773-8424, Kid, Chicago? 773-8424.
I thought you was already logged in, Gunner, because I still can't put anybody on.
I tell you, kid, give me just a second. I'm going to walk back up to the house, and I'm going to open your mic up. I'm actually in the middle of pulling some T-shirts. For those who don't know, Gunna Picks is coming out with a line of T-shirts. Gunna Picks will also be making full racer T-shirts for races. I'm actually in the process of learning how to do a few things. So just be on the lookout. There'll be T-shirts.
Gunna Picks will definitely support you. I mean, definitely, definitely, definitely.
You got any for this weekend, Gunna?
I'm sorry, do I have any for who?
For this weekend, down on your ass I go.
I sure do, and we have multiple lines of Down on Your Ass I Go. We got so many different Down on Your Ass I Go shirts with different logos, different sayings, all types of shit. I don't, you know, Lil Tony and Leroy, that installed
stuff. You need a shirt. I gonna say you need a what the hell?
Spit it out, DJ. Come on.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't say hi. As a matter of fact, you know what, gentlemen? You know, as I look in my closet, I really don't have a lot of T-shirts anymore or dress.
Well, you need one to say this right here, man.
Off. I'm not done
I'm
yet.
I'm gonna make him an offer again with you.
I don't have too many T-shirts and stuff of you know, other than racing T-shirts. I don't have any racing T-shirts. I will say Leroy just got 100 Grudge Inc. hoodies. He has 100 Grudge Inc. hoodies, and it says Chicago. He got Chicago ran down the sleeve. He has Chicago on some, and it says Chi-Town on the other ones. He has 100 of them. They're all steel gray, so to match with anything. You guess you can get with Larry or Leroy if you're looking for them. And those hoodies are hot. As a matter of fact, I'll put some videos up real soon. I fell back, but I'm 2013. It's a whole nother fucking animal. Grudge Racing's in the front. This Crash Racing shit, I heard about it. You know, I was talking about it earlier. DJ, what are you looking at? Were you saying about the Crash Racing versus Grudge Racing? What blog were you looking at?
It was something that.
Better yet, what the fuck they say? That's what we want to know.
I'm sorry, say it again.
It was on Grudge Racer.
It was on Grudge Racer. Okay, so I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about that at all. But I'll tell you what, I do like I like Grudge Racing because, you know, and this is just my opinion. A part of the allure and the appeal to the Grudge Racing is not knowing. You know what I mean? That's what draws me in, is not knowing. It's that chance of error. You know what I mean? And this man could be wrong. If I feel like I got this man's car peg closer to running the time, even as a spectator, as a gambler on the side, that's the Lord Grudge Racing to me. It's no, you know.
It's the unknown. It's the unknown.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. But that at Class Racing, 99.9% of the time, you know who's going to win when the two cars line up because you know what they're doing. You know who's getting down the track. And if you're watching their shakedowns, you know who got it. Anything can happen, but 99.9% of the time, you know who's taking that money home. That shit is not exciting. As Grudge Racing is to me.
Well,
DJ,
what it does a lot of times, what I'm saying is what it does, you know, sometimes people say they let the class racers in for the car count, but I think it knocks out some of the real grudge racers that want to get in. It knocks them out because they don't want to compete against them.
Tell me what the hell was said, DJ. Goddamn, you keep beating around the bullet light table on what the fuck was said on the blog. What was said?
I don't know, but naked, and that's that kid, your mic is open. I'm sorry it took so long. Kid, your mic is open. Nope. 270-2981, your mic is open. Thank you for your patience. 205-2712, your mic is open. 773-8424. I'm sorry, that's kid. Your mic is open. And 305-7640. Please come on, introduce yourselves. Let's not all try to talk at one time. Let's all get everybody's opinion and voice heard.
Good evening, Grudge World.
What up, kid?
This is Kid from Chicago. What's happening, Drag? What's happening, DJ Grant? Butt Naked, Larry?
What's going on, homie?
Oh, nothing much.
Larry.
What's up, kid?
That's it.
Larry.
Yeah.
Tell Leroy, don't forget my hoodie, man.
Hey, we already got you. Don't worry about it. We got you.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you. All right.
You see them up with the right there? You done open up a mic to somebody don't want to talk because they got some bad background noise.
All right, I'll tell you what. Bear with me. I have to go back down the mic then. I got to close a few up.
Is this going to be one of the ones you just opened?
How's that? Okay. That was, that was 205-2217. But a G-Shot, your mic is open. I see you right here, G-Shot. Thank you for your patience. DJ Grant, Button Naked, take it away. I got to go back down to my shop. I got a little bit of work to do.
All right.
G-Shot, what you know, good brother?
Yes, sir. What
else you got? Shit, nothing, fellas. What y'all into tonight?
Nothing much, brother. Just shooting the breeze.
Just put Shawanda in the garage so she didn't get cold tonight in the trailer.
I had to pull the stunner out, my truck and trailer stay inside the garage, but I had to pull her out the trailer. I may go out there and put a blanket over so she won't be too cold tonight.
DJ, what y'all call cold, man?
let me tell you exactly what the
low 30 degrees cold.
Hey, it was 26 here last night.
It was a little snow when we got out this morning.
Man, it was cold. It was cold last night. Let me see what it is. Man, it was cold this morning.
It's 55 degrees right now. It's 55 degrees.
Yeah, man.
Let me see if this computer come back. I think we have like 30 degrees right now, man.
Ooh.
32
degrees.
Hey, Big
Grant. Yeah.
Tell them that is there. What year was that we had that 88 below wind chill factor up here, man?
Man, I don't know. I don't know what year it was. I remember the wind chill.
It was 88 below zero up here.
I was up there trying to piss outside, and it froze in my dick.
His breathing brought steam. So when he got ready to pull the scarf off, he couldn't get it off. It was froze to his lip.
Well, I'm glad to let everybody, my board is back up. Anybody got any locked-in races for this weekend? We got, two big races coming up this weekend. We got the Zoo, and we got Montgomery this weekend. Any other races that anybody may know about, they may want to talk about, but those are the two that I know of that should be big races. I want to know if anybody got any locked-in races or anybody want to try to lock in with somebody.
Well, that's got to be a South question, because around here...
Yeah, it's a South question. All y'all can do is listen. Cause
antifreeze. They buying antifreeze around here.
Hey, Drag. Drag.
Yeah.
Hey, Drag.
I'm here.
Yeah. Tell them we're going to be snowmobile racing.
Yeah, that's what y'all going to be...
Charlie.
Hey, but name.
Snowmobile race. Wow.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man? How y'all doing, DJ? Drag.
Hey, sleepy.
What up, sleepy?
What's going on, man? I've been about the back cave. I figure I better check in, let y'all know I'm listening.
We was worried about you, brother. We was worried about you. Y'all know how when everybody was worried about Butt Naked. So y'all said, where you at?
He's in the mountains. In the back cave, man. I'm trying to get my ducks in a row, man. I got to come out and play.
Okay. We heard you got something to play with now. Yeah, we
I'm
heard
gonna
you
get
got
together,
that.
Drag. You'll be getting a call from me real soon, brother. I know you're going to help me out. I ain't worried about that.
Okay.
There it is.
Hey, Sleepy, let me ask you a question, Sleepy.
Cute.
How you doing? This is Trent, Gunner Picks. Sleepy, who you going to be rolling with? You going to be rolling with the South, or you going to be rolling with the North?
I got to roll where I live at. But the North is my home, but I got to roll where I live at. I live in the South, so I got to roll with the South.
My man, Sleepy, because I'm going to tell you, I think I'm forever country. And that's no matter where I'll be, the rest of my
life. I got two comments to that, one to you and one to Sleepy.
Oh, shit.
Sleepy, you said you got to roll with where you live. Well, do you know that y'all got effed up about 2 weeks ago.
Don't do that, Drag.
And hey, Gunny, the one to you, I'm a country boy too, Gunny. My family's from Mississippi.
I know you. You know, I know that you're from Mississippi, but you forsook your roots and went up to Chicago. And you rolling with Chicago, so. And you know, after you told me you had that Georgia bracelet around your ankle, that shit got that shit with me. Yeah.
Well, you know, they had me. They gave me a charge and made me wear that bracelet all weekend. God damn.
Hey, Drag, let me ask you a question. Hey, y'all just don't know. I don't know what Drag done, but I'm telling you, man, you know how thick sweatpants is. Drag was showing that Georgia bracelet was showing through his sock and through his sweatpants, man. Drag, I know you did good, so. Hey,
I won good.
Hey, Gunny.
I went on the real summit and buy ignition boxes, grid boxes, and all type of stuff.
Hey, who said there ain't no money in the South?
Oh, plenty. All the money that used to be in the North done migrated to the South. That's why them boys betting all that big money.
Well, there you have it. But I tell you what, I didn't do too much betting out there that day. I did a little bit, and I lost. So with that,
you bet. Well, if you lost, everybody know who you betting on, so I ain't got to ask who you bet on. Because we left for there with no losses.
I don't care, Drag. Now, how about that? Now.
Hey, Gunny.
I'm going to get you back while you're talking. When you come up here this weekend, Gunny, the weather's supposed to be like 85, 90 degrees, man. Don't worry about bringing no coats or nothing.
Nah, I got to bring my coat.
Your legs will be stuck together.
You're freezing, man.
Hey, Drag, my name is Trent, not butt naked.
Hey, why is my butt naked now, Gunny?
Hey, y'all leave my friend butt naked alone. I'm going to point butt naked in the right direction.
I tell you what, until butt naked, shake them haters off. You know what I'm saying? I got to be one of them. I'm not going to hate on them. I like butt naked, but, man, butt naked, man, when they got a hold of his ass, man, I was sitting on the other end of the line holding the phone crying. Butt naked, what the hell are you doing allowing these jokers to get a hold of you like that?
I ain't I'm not a big talker, Gunny. I won't talk
you're
that damn
lie.
I just put it in the doing.
You are a big talker. You speak up any other time, you a real opinion any other time, you get down on everybody's ass. You
take
Mr.
to make Butt Naked come alive.
Joe was rough on him last night. Now, Joe was rough on Butt Naked.
Yeah, Joe was rough on him. Joe got his ass good, too. Boy, yeah, I laughed
too.
Like hell.
Let's see.
I can't get loud. I can't get loud to talk crazy like that. I got them kids in the house, man. You know,
Go in the bathroom and close the door and let your nuts hang.
Yeah, Nick hit me, Nick do, when I be talking to Joe, boy. I be screaming at that motherfucker.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, Joe got some shit with him. But, hey, Butt Nigga, let me ask you a question. When are you putting the belt up? Has anybody
when I get a challenge.
You said when you get a challenge.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody challenged you yet?
Not yet.
I tried to challenge you last night, but nigga, I said if you go into Bradenton, put it up in Bradenton.
No, we can challenge. I want to run it my track, let my fans see it, my hometown, my crowd.
Man, ain't nobody right going to LaGrange. I wouldn't let you run your car, LaGrange. Come on, man. Don't do that.
I keep on hearing you, but nigga, let me tell you something. Seriously, this is how I feel about this shit right here, but nigga. Before I go in on you, let me ask you a question. And then I'm gonna voice my opinion. But make it when you decide to accept the challenge for the Alabama belt, what track are you requiring that race to happen at?
LaGrange True County Dragway.
But nigga, you ain't fucking shit for that. For real. But nigga, you are dead ass wrong for that shit.
Why
did you get that shit? I'm speaking from the heart, man. But nigga, you wrong for that shit, man.
Why did you know where everybody right here?
But, nigga, I understand. You know what I'm saying? It's grudge racing. You know what I mean? But, you know, and I've never been to LaGrange. But certain tracks are good for certain cars. You know what I mean? And that's some bullshit, but, nigga. And you know what? Your car is really – listen, I tell you what. I want everybody to know, but, nigga, is awesome shit.
Right, hell, I rated that track 10 times.
It was the first track to beat.
Whoa. I didn't say you could not race to that damn track. I just said you're full of shit. And everybody on this phone, everybody listening, they already know.
They were the first track to ever put up good money when it comes to stock suspension car. They were the first one to put up $3,500 and $5,000 years back. But everybody wasn't doing that.
Hey, congratulations. I did not say don't support LaGrange. Hell, I'm going to make it my business to get to LaGrange multiple times in 2013. I will make it my business to get down there, but you know why I'm saying what I'm saying, but nigga.
They got a hell of a Turkey Day shootout coming up. You know, I got to put on for my city, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
that's right.
Nigga, like I said, but nigga, you ain't shit for that.
Well, hell, I ain't going out of town. I'm going right here. I got everybody support me from right here.
Hey, bud, nigga, it's all good, bro. I'm just saying, it's just my opinion. It's just my opinion, bud. My opinion is like an asshole. Everybody got one. So
hey,
mine,
you're right. You know, I got my baby mamas. They want to see it, both of them, and shit. Shit, my goddamn cousin, my daddy. My dad ain't never been to the track to see me Ray. He can't go nowhere for. So when I put up that belt, everybody going to see it.
Hey, I understand that. You know what I'm saying? I understand that. But I wonder who's
going to mess around. You're going to mess around and let a slow car beat you up there at that track.
You know what? I was just about to say that shit. That'd be just what the fuck he gets you.
You gonna let a car come in there. They ain't running nowhere, and then you come take that belt from you, man. You know you don't need to be in that track of that car.
And you know what?
I'm gonna run on motor.
You gonna run on motor. Mm-hmm.
You gonna run on motor.
I'm gonna put all the timing back in it and run on motor. Everybody heard that, right? So everybody know what Butt Naked up to now. He just told on himself. Good. Thanks. He game.
Yes.
He game.
Yes, sir.
That's why I'm going to take him in. He won't go there. That's why I'm going to take him.
That'll work. But the question to you is, Mark, when? Lock it in.
You just wait. I'm going to take him. Chris Gunn's going to find out about it.
When, homie, when?
Just hold on.
If I tell that old lady, Mary, I'm going to go to Walmart, she's going to say, when? I'm going to say, now.
You know you don't want to go up there.
When do you want to go, Mr. Mark Gates?
I'm going to take you up. I'm going to take you up.
When? Tell me when. Give me a roundabout date.
DJ.
Yes.
But he's been waiting on him 3 years. He ain't going to do nothing. Larry, in 3 years, he keep hollering, DJ, you talking to me. You're not talking to DJ. Talk to me.
DJ can understand. I'm going to treat them just like I did Elmer and Flea and Jesse and them.
Do you know how many years ago that was when you fucked with Elmer Hall and them? Man, I was a little boy. I was 9 years old. I'm 40 now. I'm going to be 41. When Christmas roll around here, Christmas Day, I'll be 41 on Christmas Day. So what the hell are you talking about from way back then?
I'm gonna teach you just like I did them when they had all them fools and motors and funny levels and all them, and I had a homegrown, didn't the TK?
Yeah, you did.
But look how long ago that was. Look how long ago. You know when you were raising them guys, I used to say, I wish they had a rig. I was jumping up and down on the fence. I was a little bitty boy. I ain't had no goddamn driving license back then. That was a long time ago, man.
I'm gonna show you. I'm just not coming back. But I'm gonna show
you're
you.
Coming
I'm gonna
back.
Like I did them. I'm
going to
teach you the same way.
Well, I'd be glad. I'm glad I'm coming back, sir. And I'd be glad when you come get me.
Come on, man. We all know the rules of the game. Your car ain't ready. Do what?
Shut the fuck up.
So when that said, Mark, shut the fuck up.
I'm going to stay on you.
Drag, you fell off.
Yeah, I'm on your now. Car, I'm
you ain't
right
got
now.
All pressure, boy. Shut the fuck up.
251-2008.
Hey, can we hurry up and call Big Drag? Can we get Big Drag back in? His cell phone went dead.
I just got him back on. I seen him.
Okay, I'm back on, son. But next.
Yes, sir.
You say you're the baddest man in Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Stock has been to 10-5.
Yeah.
I'm calling your hands out whenever you want to do it. Florida out of Alabama, at the bottom of Alabama, Mobile. Well, let's do it. LaGrange Troop County Track. Whenever you want to do it.
Well, how about this? You up there, and I'm in Mobile. So how about Montgomery?
Then I'm the champ, homie. I make the rules.
You champ.
Well, hold on.
That's right.
Hold on. Maybe he's just trying to grill. He might not be looking for. He might not trying to run for the belt. Are you just running? You just want to run him, or you want to run for the belt?
I want to run him. He's other hand that he's the king of Alabama, and I feel like we the king of Alabama.
Well, you know what, homie? Since you said that, how about coming on over to making this sad? Let me get in there.
Woo! We might can do that.
All right.
Next Saturday.
What's your name?
Let everybody know who you are, sir. Who are we speaking with?
It's CC out of Mobile.
CC out of Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah.
And what do you got?
Stock suspension 10.5.
Mustang?
Mustang, yeah. Nice car.
Okay.
Well, you know what, homie? We like that kind. We like them kind of cars. That's what we got. We can do that. You can make it this sad. Ain't hard to find. When you pull in the zoo, you go in the pit area, I'm going to be the last trailer at the top. That's where I love to park it, on the left-hand side.
Okay.
And if you don't make it this weekend, anytime Macon got a raise, that's where
we're going to Montgomery, because I'm thinking about...
I might be in Montgomery Sunday. I don't know. I might
lock
be
it in. We can lock it in right now. You come to Montgomery.
I just said I might be in Montgomery Sunday.
And
I know I'll be in Macon Saturday. Well, homie, you know, everybody feel like they can do something. We all
Montgomery.
Feel like that. You know, I told a girl one time, I told her bad ass, you going to office, me in my room. I told her bad ass, got them chilling in there. I got them chilling back there. I told her bad ass,
in that 8.8
one time.
Up, man.
I told her girl, I was looking at her, fuck you up when I get in that room. I got in that bitch and went to sleep on her. Go to sleep on
her. Hey, Stoner, tell your boy to lock it in. Montgomery this weekend.
Then I just tell you, homie, Stunner can't tell me what to do.
I'm just saying that's your dude, man.
Get over to Macon Saturday, you so bad. Get over to Macon.
Come on over to Macon Saturday. I guarantee I'll be there Saturday in Macon.
Get over to Macon Saturday and down on his ass, he's going to go.
I got to go to church Sunday, and I got my kids Sunday. I got school Monday. Man, shit, I said I might Sunday. I mean,
yeah.
I might Saturday, no. He will.
I got to support my partners there, man. They throwing a little show. I got to go up there.
Did you hear them all last night talking about start running them potato chip bag? That was me with the aluminum foil cooking last night. I had to do it all, homie. I'm going to Mr. Mom.
Yeah. Well, just let me know if you want to lock it in, man. You know, I know I can run you Sunday.
What's going on when you can't make it Saturday? Tell me that one more time. I didn't quite hear you.
No, they got a little shootout thing going on down there on our end.
Okay. Well, hell, if you want this ad, come on, damn the shootout, come get me.
Well, but
that's
they got
let's do it in Alabama, man. Let's get it together in Alabama.
What you say your name is again?
Team Assassin. That's our little group right there, Team Assassin.
Team Assassin.
Well, it's just me by myself, homie, but naked. What you see is what you gonna get. If I make
well,
it down, I'm gonna look
man.
You up, King Assassin. I ain't
gonna
be hard to
find. Let me know, man. Please let me know.
Ain't gonna be hard to find.
He said, please let him know now, but nigga. He sound like he's serious.
We're gonna let him know. He sound like he for real, but hey.
I tell you what, he think I'm playing. Ask Big Clark as I'm playing. I'm just saying, because he said the same thing, and I showed up. You know, and I respect what he done. You know, he paid me and everything, because I told him I was gonna show up and everything, and I respect that man to the fullest, you know. And I'm coming up there. You tell me you gonna be there. I'm coming, man. I promise you, I'm gonna be there, and I'm gonna fuck you up. That's a guarantee.
Well, homie, all I can tell you, get in line with the rest on that want to try to fuck me up. I had a catastrophic failure, but we back together. Hopefully, tomorrow after tomorrow, we'll be together. We're gonna let it do what it do. We're gonna let these nuts hang. You get a
well,
chance to talk to these
motherfuckers. I definitely want you to. We want to try to keep in touch with you, brother, because. You got the type of attitude we need coming out of Alabama, because Alabama gets a lot of hell.
And
you know,
I promise you, on 28th, I'm going to represent. I promise you.
Cool.
I promise you. And I'm trying to, really what I'm trying to do after this race right here, they talking about the white boys and all that. I'm trying to see if they're going to lock me in for Fat Tuesday.
And the white boy going to be in Montgomery Sunday,
I already know. I know. I'm coming up there. But I'm saying, I was hearing they were going to bring this car. You know how they go. You know how they go. Just being honest with you.
Gotcha.
You know, so I said, I'm going, but I will get at your ass as soon as possible, but
Well, that sounds good to me, homie. Like I said, if you come Sunday, we can get, I mean Saturday, we can get it Saturday. It ain't no guarantee I'm going to come Sunday. I had to play it by you.
Okay.
Hold on, I got another man. I got another man that want to. I see another 3349052. Look like my homie. Is this Turbo?
Yeah. What that guy got? I'll be at Montgomery Sutton. What he got?
Here you go, Turbo.
what he got?
I don't know what he got.
1-8-10-5 Nice is called.
Oh, I got a Turbo guy running with.
No, I ain't running no Turbo car.
Oh, damn.
Wait a minute, homie. You ain't like me then, man. You know, I pull one out the head and try a blower car, Turbo, whatever. I just got my ass tore by one that from Chicago.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
King Biz.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I thought you was a racer, homie. Go try anything.
No. I ain't got no 8.8 in my car. I know that.
Well, I got one in mine. Going to put it back in there for the weekend.
Yeah.
You ain't got no heart either.
Shit, I got a lot of.
Hey, Turbo just signed out.
Yeah, I'm here. Who called me? Who that, Turbo?
Yeah, you said you're going to be up that Sunday. What kind? You said you got a Mustang? What kind of car you got, the Turbo car?
I got a small block Turbo car.
28,
stock suspension.
Okay.
True stock suspension, too.
Okay. I'll be there. I'll be there, son. You'll see a gray and black one. I'll be there. I'll be there, son.
Well, he's going to be there. Lock him in. He's going to be there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if he's going to come. I'm trying to get my partner to come, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see if he's going to come with his turbo car.
What a 901 boy is with that 28 car they got. Put them on the phone. Get them on the phone.
Goddamn Whit.
Whit.
Get them on the phone.
Whit
yeah.
Should be on this damn line now. Whit, I'll be mad if you ain't on the line. Where you at, Whit?
You know Whit ain't on here. We done heard from him by now.
Hey, yes.
Get BET. He can get in there with
him. BET, push the one. I don't know where the one from home was. What BET, where you at?
BET ain't on him. We'd have heard from him.
Somewhere live in HD.
High definition.
Hold on, y'all. Let me open up a couple more mics. Hold on. 706-9270. Your mic is hot.
Hey, Lil Junior.
Lil Junior, what's up, buddy?
What's going on?
What you
going on,
brother?
Lil Junior?
How you doing? Listen to y'all.
what you think about your neighbor, that Mr. Mark Gate?
They ain't ready.
They ain't ready.
They got the motor and everything. They just ain't ready.
Oh, hold on, wait a minute now, Junior. Now it's a guy on the line that's got a nitrous on 28 stock suspension that's gonna be in Montgomery. I don't know if you read it, but I know this two just shooting in the blind. But y'all two might wanna tango.
What is? Small block stock suspension?
I don't know what he just said.
No, big block.
Big block. You on 28.
You on 28? You on 28?
28. No W's. 28.
No W. I had to see it. I had to see when I get that phone.
You got to see it.
Yeah. I got a big block, but
you really sound like that dude. Now, what his name is, BET.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
But
You so cocky, man.
I ain't ducking. I ain't ducking
with a small block.
Yeah, I ain't ducking and dodging. What I called
Turbo
in
on the phone with a small block though. He want to jump on turbo. You want to pick and choose a raid.
Nah,
I ain't
picking and
choosing. He got down ran turbo after turbo. It don't matter to him.
The point is, I be in Montgomery, so I ain't dodging.
When I went to Macon last year in November at Carkey Ray, I ran turbo after turbo after turbo, then I knocked them bitches on their back, too.
What do you
want
to do it for?
Come on, we can talk on that. Ain't no problem, I promise you. Ain't no problem. Joe Nimmer let you know that, man. Ain't no problem. We'll see each other at the track. I promise you, ain't no problem.
All right, we'll do that when we get there. Let me.
It's going to be worth our while.
I just brought my car about 3 weeks ago, being honest. DJ,
man, guess what?
I've been down for
mine just came out 3 weeks, brand new. 3 weeks. I've been in Hattiesburg.
I went to Hattiesburg. I went over there to run last weekend. I went to Mississippi. I mean, I'm to Mobile and ran yesterday. Ran it over there, testing and tuning. That's it.
Okay.
Then I ran Sunday. I ran Sunday too.
Oh, okay.
That's it. That's the only time my car been at the track.
Oh. But I called in for some bragging rights. Then butt nigga been talking on and off. That's what I called in for. So somebody said these weak cars might get away from. I got one on weak car. I might lock that up for LeBron. Right. Sounds bragging right for the valet area.
Sounds good to me, homie.
For the
they got a Turkey Day shootout coming up. We can get to it.
You gonna be on 28 no W.
You run what you run. I'm run what I run. 28. And I got the damn 28
belt. If he running for that belt, now you got to be on 28, but Nick.
I got to be on 28.
Yep.
No W. Can't be on W.
Yeah, 28 no W.
28 no W. You know that, Junior. That with the belt.
Well, let's lock that up.
Well, yeah, we can get to it. Thanks, O'King.
So you tell everybody that you're going to run Junior for the belt, for your champ belt. The Turkey Day, whatever race in LaGrange.
I guess let me look at the calendar now. Let me put my light on in the house. Let me walk on over to the damn calendar.
All right, now, goddamn, see that? See, You better get what your ass asked for right there in LaGrange. Because I'm not coming to LaGrange. I don't want to get twisted with nobody. I'm not trying to say anything about no racetrack or nothing. I just feel my car sometimes just seems like it requires a little more slowdown room than probably other ones. I don't know why. But
goddamn, I'm cutting them pine trees. Y'all might have bring your pops off cutting out the pine tree down. I'm going through that motherfucker. Leave that shit.
They run up there a couple of times. It ain't all that type of track, but you know, I feel like I got the big goddamn tuner chassis man around, so I try to.
That's
what I feel like.
You know you got a logging company, right?
My only problem is that when you slow down, you go downhill, and then you got to make that turn. All I can see, I can just imagine going down the hill just too fast, and I can't make that turn.
I don't need it before,
going.
DJ.
I cut you
I
out
went
now.
Off down in that motherfucker. I raised Snail Patrol down there.
I can't do it. No, I'm sorry. If I come to LaGrange, the finish line is going to be the 330.
Boy, you crazy.
But whoever the other guy is, for real,
I'll raise it to the 330.
What the guy named, DJ?
Who that?
The one that somebody wants some action Sunday in Montgomery.
That's the Sat. What? Kiki, you on the line still?
Yeah, I'm both on handling like that, man. Cece.
Who?
Cece.
Cece.
It's Cece. What is it?
Hey,
I don't want to call you. I want to make sure I call your name right.
C, man.
CC or whoever you is, I'm supposed to be running a guy down there named Dan with the Devil or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm supposed to be trying him Sunday, so I had to see after that. Like I said, I just brought my car. I ain't going to be calling out too many people. Get my ass handed to me. I had to go back on the home. But after that, though, I will if I see somebody like it.
Okay. Junior, what day that raise over there for Turkey Day so I can make sure I'll be there?
So, I don't know. I ain't even know nothing. You know, I don't never know nothing about what be going on up there.
Well, I call Art. It's going to be Art raise. I knew who raised you. I'll call him and see.
Just let me know, Will.
Uh-oh. So, Butt Naked may be putting up running for the belt in LaGrange, the track of his choice.
Yes, sir. Now, I might be calling Dre to
don't
get another goddamn
body. Don't you go up there and tell that goddamn cop, then.
No, I just said I might be calling Dre to get another damn body somewhere, because, hey,
yeah.
Down through there I'm going. Bleed that shit.
Hey, Butt Naked.
Yeah.
Make sure you have one of them carbon fiber drive shafts, man. You'll be all right.
Shit.
Well,
I said, boy, they scared, right?
773-7399. You lie.
I'm just listening in, guys. Just listening in.
Okay, brother, okay. 773-3730. Your mic is live.
What's up? What up? This is Kenny from Ground and Pound. We all listening. We had a good time down there.
Okay. Ground and Pound.
What up, Kenny? What up, Jeff? Dick Weir.
What up,
what's
Jeff?
Up? What's
what up,
going
Kenny?
On?
I need to holler at you.
Okay.
I definitely want to, again, special shout out all our up north listeners that always listen in to our show. We really appreciate you guys, man.
Oh, yeah, they support to the fullest.
Hey,
I mean,
DJ Grant, we came down with a van, 13.
What's that? What do you say now?
we came to Macon with van. We brought a load down with us. But next year we coming, we bringing more cars from Ground to Pound. We're going to show y'all.
Okay, we appreciate it,
what
brother. We appreciate it.
What do you mean we going to show them? We done showed them.
Hey, what up, Brad? We going to show them some more, Brad.
Andre, what do you mean?
I told him like I told Gunner it was like that doggone Chinese Connection movie when they come over there and raided the doggone the karate school that first time and left that poster say they were sick people.
Well, I'm
brought that poster back and told them we go next time they gonna be in the glass.
I'm gonna try to invite everybody down. I'm gonna be throwing something pretty big in Alabama.
Montgomery?
More than likely, it's gonna be Montgomery.
Yeah, I raced there. Yeah, matter of fact, I run out there one time at Edmond Hall race in the big car race.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, mm-hmm. Very nice facility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plenty of room and the track has always been good, but I've heard here lately they've been doing some extra prepping or got a new prep man that's prepping the track now, and they say the track is phenomenal.
Yeah, well, it was always good to me.
It was always good. It's always when they just say it's even better now.
You know, and I'm going to say this on behalf of Montgomery Motorsports Park, Brandon Howard over there, man, Brandon Howard, that joker treats grudge races like folk. There's no, Brandon goes to me, he goes above and beyond. Grudge races so good.
Yeah.
And, you
know,
they
lay out
that.
The red carpet for us.
What up, Gunny Pick?
What's going on? Who is this right here?
Kenny Rogers, he said,
you
never forget.
Kenny Rogers, with a name like that, how can I forget? What the hell is wrong with me? Nobody
What's
should forget.
On?
Man, I can't call it. I'm just in here trying to get a little bit of work done. I'm waiting for the rematch between the North versus the South so I can be fucking with Drag back. And, you know that's
gonna fit.
Yeah.
Gonna fit.
Yeah.
Well, hold on for a second. Now, I'm going to ask whoever, if you got some background noise, please just mute your phone. We've been doing real good tonight. But if you got some background noise in your background, please mute your mics so we can hear what everybody's saying. Somebody sound like they got some wind or something going on in their background. You know me, I'm an unmuted mic fanatic. I don't like muting nobody's mic. I got everybody damn mic open, so. Please, let's just be respectful. What I wanted to tell you, Gunner, was a guy by the name of Lil Junior just called Butt Naked Out at LaGrange Track for the belt.
Lil Junior called Butt Naked Out at LaGrange for the belt. When is this supposed to happen?
I think right after Thanksgiving, like next week.
You know what? I'm going to say this about Biz, man. Biz ain't fucking playing. Seriously.
That ain't the biz.
That's not biz. That's not biz. The guy's name is Lil Junior.
Okay. I heard that. That's the guy who said that he's going to talk to some of the white boys.
Now, Biz did say he'll come running to LaGrange, though. He also said that, too, though.
Okay.
Well, if I wouldn't admit it, I wouldn't have said it. So, here, we can get to it over there.
But, nigga, if you lose that Alabama grudging belt, when you get home, and when you taking that dump on that bowl, do you think a tear leak out the corner of your eye?
Listen about my eye, what you say?
I said, if you lose that Montgomery Grudge Inc. Alabama belt, if you lose the Alabama Grudge Inc. belt, and when you get home and it's just you and you sitting on that porcelain bowl taking that good dump, do you think a tear will squeeze out the corner of your eye and roll down your cheek?
Boy, you crazy.
If I,
If I lose that belt, you know they only got Saturday. I'm going to challenge their head right goddamn back and be snowing outside. I'm going back to get it.
All right. All right, I hear you. I hear you. I just want to know, man, if I had one of them belts and I'm off that shit, bro, I'll be brave in public. But behind closed doors, I'll be crying like hell. I'll be mad, crying, hurt. I feel embarrassed.
Hey, Gunner, which one of his cheeks?
What part of his cheeks?
I said, which one of his cheeks?
His left one.
Yeah.
His left one.
All right, somebody got some bad background noise. Gunner, is that your phone? That ain't your phone, is it?
No, that's not me, sir. You know I know better.
No, no. I just... Sounds like somebody's either far away from their...
Yeah, I hear too.
Cordless.
Hey, Gunner.
Yes, sir.
I need 200 shirts.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have Baby Boy send you the rendering of the car.
Okay. Is that the one that I have already?
Yeah. He sent it already?
Drag, I'm working on that already.
Okay.
I'm ahead of you, Drag. I'm already working on that.
Okay.
Well, you should have had them finished yesterday, Gunner.
No, sir. What Big Drag is requiring is a type. It's a different type of T-shirt that he wants. He doesn't want the regular type T-shirts. That's a different kind of artwork that he has, and I know what he's trying to achieve. So, you know, I got.
All right, we're gonna excuse you then, Gunner.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Don't be too hard on me.
Okay.
But if you get me, just know I'm gonna get your ass back as soon as I can get near you with a camera. It's on and popping.
I know you want to come back to Chicago.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Has anybody heard from Detroit Kevin?
He was on the radio yesterday. I heard him on the radio.
Hey, Gunner, what the hell do you want?
Oh, what's
get
going
your
on,
ass back to work.
Kevin, I'm going to go back to work. But, see, Kevin, when you like to laugh and giggle a lot. I like to talk about racing. Where's that digger that you got?
Somewhere you don't need to know so I can go down on your ass. You just get
ooh,
that shit ready.
You got to worry about it, Gunner. It's a slug.
I know. Now, who is this right here?
That's Tyson. Tyson got ass over coming too.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. I'm just an advocate and, like, Big Drag. I'm passionate about this court. Whoever fucks up Detroit Kevin, like ASAP, I got to order 50 shirts for you.
Well, you might as well send me them 50 shirts then, goddamn.
Nothing but 50.
Hey,
And on the 50 shirts, I need to put down on Kevin, slow as Vega, I'll win.
More than one car, remember that.
Yep,
okay,
sir. I don't care what you got. You got a pro stock car too, don't you?
Yes, sir. Hey, Drag.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got that paperwork. I'll call you after the show so I can get it to you.
Okay.
You didn't have to say that on the show. You could have waited until after the show and told him that shit. You're trying to deflect the heat off your motherfucking ass.
Hey, Gunner. Hey, Gunner.
We ain't need all that. We ain't need to hear all that. So I'll tell you
hey,
what.
Gunner.
I'll tell you, Tyson.
Hey, Gunner, there's some.
Please let me know. And
hey,
I want
Gunner.
You to know, Kevin, down here in the South, we race all year round. So you
hey,
can
Gunner.
Get it in as soon as you want to get it, and all you got to do is lock up with somebody and make the trip. You got Hattiesburg
sure
coming up. You got the zoo that will accommodate you 24/7 days, 24/7.
Hey, Gunner. Hey, Gunner. Hey, Gunner.
Yeah.
Hey, you got a fire in your front step. You need to go out there and stomp it up.
Okay, Kevin. Thank you for telling.
Hold on. 334-4348. Your mic is live. 334-4348.
That's Corey Gates.
Corey Gates.
I got some damn horses somewhere or something. Yeah, it is.
Corey Gates, you got the real live horses under your hood?
That's horsepower. That's horsepower, yeah.
Corey Gates, did you mean to push the button or you didn't mean to push the button? I didn't know it was your number, but nigga says your number. Corey Gates.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Can I ask one more question? This is something I've been interested in. And you know, Drag, I hope to sit down and talk with you when I get up to Chicago. Can I have people who's nicest people that actually build motors and tunes on motor cars? Can I have them identify themselves real quick, please?
Say that again, Gunner.
I said, anybody on the phone tonight who actually builds motors and they tune on their motors, can you please identify yourself?
Me, one, Dread.
Okay, anybody else?
I do mine, but
anybody
I got my
else?
Nitrous on it.
That's cool. Anybody else? Anybody else? All right, well, with that being said, this is the line of thought I want to drop. Kevin and Drag, do you guys feel as if nitrous cars can actually run with the turbo cars? I mean, you know, some people
hell
say they
yeah.
can, other people say they can't.
First half of the track.
I like Drag.
It can't run with the turbo car on the back half, bro. They can't do it.
No, they can't run with them on the back half.
No. First half, 8 miles. They could be a little tougher, but boy, that back half is a summer gun.
Yeah, those turbo cars turn on after the 8th.
You know, I got a buddy got a turbo car, twin turbo car, and he says he was at a long track and he just wanted to run this car like about 20 feet further than the finish line. You know, before he got to shoot some stuff out on. He said, man, that car run every bit of 20, picked up another 25 mile an hour, every bit of it. And this is a car that can run 248, 49 mile an hour. So let him tell it, that thing had to been running about 260 when he got the shoots out.
So Jack, you're saying in the 8th, and for those who don't understand the lingo, in the 8th, a nitrous car might can do something with the turbo car, but out the back door, no.
No,
correct.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But you know, it has been proven over there in ADRL. Some of them nitrous boys like Shannon Jenkins and all them guys, they've been running with the turbo cars, but it's not a whole bunch of turbo cars over there, you know.
Hey, Drag.
Mhm.
Drag.
Yeah.
Troy just reset the record on the turbo cars. It went 256
mm-hmm.
and a quarter, so that lets you know they can't run with them.
They can't back half with them because any turbo car in a quarter mile is going to be close as much as 10 mile an hour faster than the baddest nitrous car. You know, a good 590 nitrous car probably runs close to 240 mile an hour, somewhere around there, but them turbo cars click 250 off like it ain't nothing, man. I've
right.
seen some mediocre turbo cars run, you know, over an ADRL, and them duckers run 246, 247, you know.
Yeah, well, Ricky Smith, he can run with them, but that's about it.
Yeah,
but what sets Ricky Smith apart from the other cars?
Well, he just got his stuff together, that's all. I mean, he what he's got, you know, and he knows nothing no more than anybody else could get over there way racing it. You know, speaking of guys like Shannon and all them, the boy out of New York that drives for Shannon, I can't call his name right now. What's his name, kid?
Shit,
I
can't
Western
call his
Beef.
Name either.
Western Beef.
Castellano. I can't call his name off the top of my head, right?
Mike Castellano.
Yeah, there you go, Mike Castellano.
Yeah, those guys are those bad boys, man. Those are tough boys. They nitrous guys. They can go. They
well,
can go five,
I'm gonna say this. Now, when it comes to smaller tire action,
mm-hmm, there you go, Brent.
When it comes to smaller tire action, like you know, on 28s and 29s, I honestly feel like it's real close to, as far as the playing field has been damn level. Because I mean, you got some badass nitrous small block cars out here that's running just as fast as any damn turbo, or any big block, you know, nitrous car out there. So I mean, and you got it's
but that's
amazing.
8 mile, DJ. That's 8 mile.
But that's what we're talking about. That's all we do down here. I thought Gunner Pitt was talking about 8 mile. I didn't know he was talking about quarter mile.
No, actually, I was talking about both. Drag answered for the 1320, and DJ Vanya answered for the 660. So it's a combination. You know what I mean? It's a lot of things in a lot of people's minds. You know, and I mean people like me still learning. You know what I mean? And as we learn, there's questions that we want to ask, but we don't have the proper channels, and we don't have the go-to people to ask.
Yeah.
So therefore,
on the back door, I have to agree.
Okay. They ain't telling no lie to me. I love the way mine. Like I said, actually, when I was in Indiana, that was the first time I even went through the, you know, went all the way through a quarter mile when I camped at that one pass.
Mm-hmm. Well, Grant, let me ask you a question, Grant. Being at Drag is talking about, you know, some of the big time cars on 250 out the back door. Grant, how fast is your car in the 8?
Yeah, damn.
Boy, that's
not like a trick question, Gus.
He thought I was going to jump out there and just say it. Julie, you've been there. It's crazy. Boy,
I can't run for 200 in the 8th, Gunny. That's what he does.
And you know what? If old buddy wasn't to laugh, Grant would have jumped out there.
Oh, no, I
wouldn't. He would have stuck to the damn answer, and he would have said some shit.
Hey, but you're right about that, though, Gunny, because I was watching Past Time one day, you know, and they supposed to guess how fast the cars run. And the dude was just talking so much, he just told him how fast his car was and everything. Everybody started laughing.
Oh, shit. Hey, but there you have it. I tell you what I would like to hear more out of these shows. I would like to hear a little bit more technical advice. You know what I mean? Because believe it or not, there's a lot of people, and Butt Naked, I'm going to use you as an example. No offense, so please don't take me. There's a lot of people that might need a little bit of help, but they just don't know which way to go. And believe it or not, people like Big Drag and all the tuners like Kevin, there's a lot of fire work out here for that. Nobody wants to let the next man know who's working on their car. And if
the thing I had to say, a true drag is like drag. I have problems with my car, and sometimes when you're there, you can't figure it out. I had to walk over to drag and talk to him, cause it was just mind boggling, you know. And I had to drag. He was like, "Hey man, well, might be this, it might be that, you know." But it takes where you have to, you know. Some of these guys are cocky, you know. Just if you sit down and watch the game and watch people, you'll learn a lot.
One thing I learned about this game, I don't mind asking if I don't know.
That's the best way to learn, bro. Anything, just race cars and anything. You don't know. You know, there's nothing wrong with being ignorant to it. You just don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. But if you're not sure, and then you go out and make a costly mistake, you set yourself back way back doing that. So you should ask questions.
Well, I'm going to speak this right here, according to that question also. Where we from over here? In Alabama, this part of Alabama. I ain't going to say all of them, but 98-99% of them, they're not going to help you. They're not going to help you. Just like everybody from here were going somewhere, they wish no one of them don't make it. I mean, it's just like they're here. The guys in Atlanta and in that part of Georgia over there, they'll help each other. But the guys on the end, they won't help each other. It's just like they're not each other or something.
They're not racist. They're gamblers. Racist.
You know what?
Two racists help each other.
But it's like this too, though. I mean, it's like one. I tell you a prime example. It's crazy that, you know, I had petitioned somebody that I wanted to do some work to my car because their reputation exceeds itself. But they working on. They do work on cars that, you know, people that I know, and they say they got one. It'll be a conflict of interest because I got some guys right there in your same area that, you know, they treat me right. So it'd be hard for me to do something for you because, you know, and I can respect that. But at the same time, it's sad because really, you know, I wouldn't care if somebody came to my mechanic and wanted to do, even if they wanted to race me. That's just me, though. That's just me as a person because, I mean, it still don't matter because my car is my car, your car is your car.
Yeah.
I haven't had that happen to me too, DJ. I haven't had
one guy when Snare Patrol was out here. You know, we were grizzling and.
I mean, I tell you this, but Nick, didn't I even tell you? I told you about, you know, the guy that built my car. I told you, you know, he even asked me, were you still wanting to have some stuff? I told you, come see the guy that built my car.
Oh, yeah. But you know, with that being said, what you said about conflict, I called a chance to build a one day, and he said, come on down in the morning, told me how to get there and everything. Never been to his shop.
I got down there at 8:20. That means I left home early that morning. When I got down there, see the man, I ain't able to get to it right now. What the hell you mean? You told me to come down here today? Come to find out, my opponent paid him $3,000-$4,000 not to even work on my goddamn car. Ain't that something?
Well, that's crazy because he cutting his own throat. What happened
yeah,
when?
He cut his own throat. Now that opponent of mine is not around right now.
That's what exactly what I was going to say. What happens when he don't have him as a customer no more?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Do you single yourself out to be with just one particular dude because he's spending money? Well, he's only spending for a certain while. And no one should be exempt for getting their work, and nobody's business should be talked about. But a lot of people, they don't go with that because they feel that I'm spending X amount of dollars. I'm doing this. I'm helping to do that. He shouldn't work on nobody else's car.
And I'm gonna say this too. Also, if you got a shop that's like that, a lot of times you don't want to take your car there no way. Because even if they do let you in the door, if they already had that mentality, they may just still let you in the door just to fear you out or just not give you as good a job as you know they probably would have.
It shouldn't be like that though, man. You know.
Right,
it should be.
That's correct.
If you bring your car to my shop right now, and if I paint that car, I'm not going to treat you no different than a 65-year-old lady or a 19-year-old hot boy. All of them get the same goddamn quality treatment.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
That's how business should be ran in the right way.
Okay.
But you got to remember, you got people out here that for the moment, whatever they can get right now, they ain't looking down the street, man. You know, of their business growing, you know, they just trying to get what they can get right now. And like I was saying, I've been on both sides of that street. You know what I'm saying? As being a tuner and things like that, I work on certain people's cars, and then they come over and see another dude's car over that there's opposition for them, and they got a problem with you working on their car. But you know, that don't keep my children fed or my bills paid. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want me doing this or want me doing that. I'm going to give you the best of my ability. It may not be what the next man has, but it's the best that I have to offer you, and I'm going to give it to everybody that comes through the door. But a lot of people don't see it that way. You know, it ain't no favoritism. You know, I've worked on both of my buddies' cars, you know what I'm saying, and they race each other. You know what I'm saying? And they had the same tune on the car, and then they go out and race each other and things like that. And I've worked on somebody's car that I ended up racing.
Hey, Bud Naked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bud Naked.
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah, next time you need a car built, come on to Galesburg, Illinois. We're going to hook you up with Rick Jones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And can I mention something, too? Drag, if you don't mind letting the viewers know, can you let the viewers know what your occupation was in these past 10 years?
I was a dyno man in a major engine shop here in Chicago. I was the dyno guy, the one that dyno the motors. Put them on the dyno, tune them, and send them out the door.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I just quit that job a year ago.
I just retired from the job.
Year.
So for those who don't know, you know, I'm going to tell you, Drag, I'm sorry, I got to let it out the bag. Big Drag is actually contemplating on doing a little bit of work down here in the South. You know, we'd love to have you down here in the South, Drag. You know, I know it's a hike between Chicago and Georgia, but if we can get things set up for you and get your clientele, you know, see clientele with an X amount of time frame, you can go on back home, man. Anything I can do to help, all you got to do is pick up the phone, and I'm sure DJ Grant and Grudge Inc. as a whole will extend that and try to help you get set up.
Definitely. I mean,
what the hell about Bud Nigga? Y'all just good and DJ Grant? I ain't gonna help the man. Y'all leave me out. God damn.
hey,
I might not have 2 cents, but goddamn, you can get one of them.
Hey, Bud Nigga, it's understandable. You didn't get this man a car already on the show. You didn't get this man a car. It's already understood where your heart is at, bro.
Yeah, you gave the man a car.
Man, y'all just do me any kind of goddamn way. That's all right. Y'all just like
to
move.
We gave the man a car.
Alabama Indians.
And we tried to auction off them trucks in the backyard. 35, sold them.
Hey, but see, brother,
y'all
come on,
ain't right, boy. Y'all ain't.
You Grudge Inc. and you know, going to come in the door with what we know. Or what I'll say with what I know. You know, I understand. I've seen that side of the fence that where guys is right there, can see you in the farm and don't want to give you a hand. You know, that's not me. You know what I'm saying? We got some guys on the radio right now that could tell you, man, if my car was sitting over there and you needed the carburetors off of it to run it, or the start off of it to run it, I'd pull it off my car and give it to you. And there's people in this radio will tell you that.
Yeah, he'll do that.
You know,
I believe that.
Big Low Nim, I just met Big Low Nim in Hattiesburg this year. They broke a lifter, bro. They broke a lifter and a rock arm. Man, I had all that stuff in my trailer. When I heard them announce that them guys needed that stuff, I went up there and told them to tell them to come see me. They come talk, show me what they need. I gave them two or three different boxes. I said, bro, take whatever you need out of here and fix your car. They fixed their car because of me, and they end up able to run Joe. They tried to pay me. I told them, no, man, I need no money. I need no money for that, bro. I carry spare stuff like that around.
Wow.
So you had you the one had the force for Big Load them down in Hattiesburg?
Yes.
Wow.
Big cheap rock arm stands and lifters. I had all that stuff. Just
yeah, Lee. Wow.
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy, but he still ain't never gave me my money back from about 40 years ago.
I got off as a loss then.
Hey, you know what? Let me say one more thing. I'm not going to say nothing else. The reason why I keep harping on Big Drag and the Central North is because I truly believe Big Drag and a few other guys up in the Central North region is going to come into this blood game and turn this shit upside down right on the head. And I believe the people like Big Drag, Leroy, Sleepy, Punk Kid, the people that's doing this for years and years and years and still have the passion, I believe that when they reemerge back into the game, they're going to turn this shit upside down, slam it right on the head, and get it back to the country.
They're good for the game because they give guidance to, you know, a lot of the, you know, because you got a lot of knuckleheads jumping in the game, which is good, you know, trying to get their feet wet, you know, but, this, you know, a lot of times guys need guidance.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I think Grudge Inc. is good because we're all able to get on these shows and talk. And, you know, people can get knowledge and they can hear from people that's you know, knowledgeable about grudge racing. I've been grudge racing, you know, at the racetrack since, what, about 94, 95.
Yeah.
It's just like Drag said, he'll take some off the car, man, let me tell you. I wasn't going to that race this weekend, you know. One of my partner called me tonight, right before the show got started. Then, but nigga, you going down to make it? I said, no, I don't know if my transmission gonna be real or not. He said, I got one. You come get it. I ain't gonna call his name on the show, but you know, he don't
right.
Somebody in this area that they have even offered. Now I take that back. Another guy down the street, I consider as an opponent. He asked me too. He said, I got one, man. My car ain't ready. But you know.
Yeah.
Them the only two guys in the area that have even thought about offering anything like that. You know?
Well,
I don't know if that man going to have my transmission ready Friday or not. He said if it do be ready Friday, it'd be late Friday. Who going to be scuffing around with a damn transmission late Friday that don't work all day? Not me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like go back to days of my, you know, dragging them and my father used to race. You know, guy broke something, man. I seen him pull a transmission out. 4-speed out of a car and turn around and put another guy's car in so he can make that round.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I don't understand these young guys nowadays. I mean, like Drag said, anything on my car, anything I got in my truck, you know, the guys will tell you, man, go, hey, you got to get it, you know?
Yeah.
No, I ain't never
I think
way.
We should help each other, man. You know,
and see, he need his stuff too, you know what I'm saying? He finna try to make a race next week. But for this week, you know, shit, Nick, you come get it, man. Ain't no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think in the whole that's how we should be supporting each other because ain't nobody else gonna support us.
Nope,
you're right. You know if you want to know the truth about it, drag racing is a total different breed from different other types of sports. You know, we all congregate, come to one place to congregate to do the same thing. You know, whether you grudge racing, you class racing, or just you know bracket racing to have some fun. You know, we all racers. You know, we do the same thing. And I think that we should help each other. I really do, man. Like I said, I'll give you anything off my car, man. If I'm not racing, I don't need it right now. Take it, bro. Take it.
I wish we can ask, and actually, I think I might try to take that endeavor upon myself. I think I might try to bring a few tents to the track, some really big old tents for the ladies to congregate and get up under. Where, you know, put a generator under, let them watch TV. Let them, you know, they may not be interested in the drag racing, but they can talk to other racers' wives and meet other people
right. And
meet friends. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think it should be maybe a good spot track side, because actually women, when they get turned on to racing, they fall in love with it just like anybody, just like any man that's ever been to a race.
Hold it. Let me tell y'all something. Let me stop y'all right there. This
yeah.
shit gonna be like the basketball wire, because soon as once somebody bring that old lady there, that ain't they old lady, woo boy, all hell gonna be. Bitch, you don't belong in the crew, get on back. Y'all better do that shit.
I think some guys ain't that dumb enough to do that. The real ones.
I
wouldn't do nothing that stupid.
Yeah. Y'all wanna bring us some happy home, man. Watch the
you know button nigga. Hey, but nigga, duly noted. Now I'm immediately reversing my stance on that. Damn that shit. Flush that shit. You right.
I'm goddamn crazy, man.
Duly noted, but nigga, I'll stand corrected. I don't know what the fuck got in me. All of fuck that shit. Yeah, you right.
Good.
Miss
Gunny Pitt, last week, Miss Gunny Pitt, Mr. Gunny Pitt had somebody else out there holding that camera. Oh, hell no, boy. Y'all been throwing some shit.
Yeah.
Hey, butt nugget.
There's three ways to get news out. You know that, don't you? That's telephone, it. Telegraph, and telewoman.
You're right, Larry.
You're gonna be out there, brother.
You got that right. That's sure what's gonna happen. Then I tell you something will happen. They all be sitting at that congregating together, having a little drink, watching that little TV. Mess around, and you bring a little scrub in there you want to. See, they're going to make a fill out a play. Watch and see. They're going to be nasty.
But
not
y'all
got it. Hey, Larry, let me ask you a question, Larry. I haven't heard Leroy on the show lately. What the hell is going on with Leroy? Is he missing in action or what?
He's working on that Camaro.
Say what now?
He's working on that Camaro.
He's working on the for what? Who? Oh boy!
Him and the Camaro doing push-ups for when they come south. He said,
"Man, stop." Who? Let me ask you a question. You know what? Here we go, Big Drag. Big Drag, you seem all to get down the track. What is your prediction between Leroy and Baldy if they ever get the opposite lane on each other?
That's gonna be a barn fight, there, boy.
That's gonna be a brawl.
Hey, so listen, I'm telling you, man, the Lizard been looking good from day fucking one. You know what I mean? I mean, from when I came to the game and I seen the Lizard get down, I knew Baldy knew what the hell he was doing. But who else we got out there with the back half car? We got Baldy.
Mississippi Nightmare. He can make him pull a knot out of Mississippi Nightmare's ass.
Leroy gonna whoop Mississippi Nightmare.
Tell me this. So what's the deal with Atomic Dog car? I mean, are they accepting Atomic Dog as in the clique, or he got a different breed of car? What's the deal with Atomic Dog car?
Well, I heard it was labeled as a top sportsman car.
Well, I said, Jack, why was it labeled as a top, if you can get into it, why was it labeled as a top sportsman car?
That I don't know, but I heard of mention of being a top sportsman car. I did look at Atomic Dog car when we was in Macon, and it's a beautiful car. It's a nice car, but I'd rather keep my thoughts to myself about that.
Is that the boy out of Texas? Yeah.
I seen it for the first time. I actually didn't see it. I didn't pay no attention to it in Macon. I was watching a video today, and I said that just looking at it on the video, I can tell without seeing it in person that it is a nice car.
Yeah,
Oh yeah, it's beautiful. It's a quality built car. I think it's it's either a Stroop car or a Tommy Mooney car, one of the two. It's one of the soft guy builders, you know, one of the name brand soft guy builder cars. It's either Tommy Mooney car.
It's a Mooney car.
It's another, huh?
It's a Mooney car.
Okay, I know it's one of them because I looked at that car over. I went around that whole car and looked at it. It's a beautiful car, you know, and that son of a gun has got some serious power because I watched him in his burnout and stuff.
So all right. Well, with that being said, Jack, based on what I think I know, I think I know why the car would be labeled as a top sportsman's car. So that's going to lead me to the next thing that's on my mind. Where is the fine line drawn between grudge racing and can we say like some type of class racing? Because you get a lot of grudge racing. Oh, he ain't in my class. You know, that's a 28 to 29. I miss the heydays of grudge racing. All I hear is the stories of what used to happen. That car looked good to me. I thought I could whoop him.
That's the Houston part. And Kid and Larry are two guys that can definitely tell you about how it was done in the North. You know, there was no such thing as where he got a 32 on or he got a 28 on or he got a Boo or a Camaro. The majority of my life, the most cars that I raced was big cars. I always had a Malibu. You know, and I ran Camaro, Vegas, whatever. You know what
Ron,
I'm saying?
Ron, what's your brawn?
Right. And I grew up in the game, actually up under these cats that on the radio with us now, you know what I'm saying? They basically reared me as a young kid, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't easy, man, because them dudes was rough on me, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially kidding them. I had to prove myself to these cats.
That
you know,
did.
That I was a competitor. They gave
well,
me
like
no
I said,
respect, man.
Like I said, he still owe me money.
tell him about for what, though, kid? Tell him about for what?
He tricked us. 40 years ago, about 30 years ago, we were racing at US 30, and drag, we had set up a race. We were going to run drag. He had a Monza, we had a Nova. So we just knew we could whoop drag. So no problem. So they had been testing and can on. So the Sunday that we got ready to race, they came in the track and went all the way down to the other end. So I'm saying to myself, what the hell they go way down there for? We congregating down here to race. So one thing led to another. So finally we got down to get ready to race. And one of the guys said, y'all getting ready to race drag? I said, yeah. I said, y'all in for a surprise. I said, man, we're going to whoop the dog shit out of drag. So drag pulled around there. We pulled around there, my driver. We didn't know drag had put some nitrous on his car. So that's where the trigger came in at. So we came around there and we got ready to race. And, man, drag left out of there. My driver left. He went all over the track. And he's still looking for drag today.
Hey, relax. Hey, did he trick y'all or y'all tricked yourself?
We probably tricked ourselves, but we should have been expecting something from him by him coming, you know, not coming in and not getting, you know, next to us to get ready to race. He went way down on the other end and stayed down there. So we really probably tricked ourselves.
And let me tell you,
he came locked and loaded. He had his secret.
Hey, listen, let me tell you guys something else. For those who don't know Grant and Butt Naked, I can't wait till you guys can make it up north. A Punk Kid can make it down here for you to meet Punk Kid. He's another legend in the grudge game from the Central North region. I mean, some of the stories that I heard about him, Lee Will brought me up to Byron Motorsports Park, Byron Drag Strip, when Big Drag threw his race. And some of the stories I heard about Punk Kid, he was a bad, bad, horrible man out there on that track. So, listen. You can pick up the phone. Not only can you reach, you know, I would just love to assemble a dream team of drag racers, man, and put a few guys together and give them a place to work and just let them kick ass and take names. I would love that shit. If you got people in planning stages, which I can see Punk Kid has been a tremendous planner, you know what I mean, and been an integral part of a race team, Big Drag, DJ Grant, you do cut a hell of a tree. But, nigga, you'll be a good shit talker. know, I would love to see that happen, man. I mean, just, you know, if the grudge game is going to evolve, let it evolve. You know what I mean? Let it let it evolve and let everybody make it do what it's supposed to do, or what it, or bring it to a full potential. That's what I would like to see. Yeah. And there we have it. Drag, I would love to see you leading the grudge team. You know what I mean? And have you handpick the people, or put people in a hat, and everybody pull out the hat. This is your team. Can you beat that team? Let's evolve this shit. If it's going to change, let's change this to full potential.
We got to hold on one second. We got somebody been holding for almost 30 minutes. Let me let them in. 313-2526. Mike is live.
Hello. Yo, I didn't push no damn one button. I was just listening to y'all, motherfucker.
Okay, okay.
Oh, I think that. No. I forgot. Hey, I want them damn 50 shirts from Gunny Pig. So where you want to meet up at, Kevin?
Huh?
I got them right here.
I want them 50 free T-shirts. So where we going to meet up at?
Who's this talking?
This
Wayne from Detroit, goddamn.
Hey Wayne, I appreciate that. So Kevin, down on your ass, Wayne said go. Now on your ass, talk shit now. Now
you see, you always got to get somebody to fight your battles, huh?
Hey, I ain't get nobody to do nothing. You heard you talking. Hey, look here, bro. Hey, do you want some Wayne or not?
Man, Wayne gonna have to put some T-shirts. I want a T-shirt, man.
Wayne, you got some horrible background noise, though, Wayne.
I've been worried. Put my mute button, man.
Hey, hold on. Are you gonna bow down to Wayne on the Grudge Inc. Radio show tonight on the DJ Grant Grudge Inc. show? Are you bowing down? I can't hear.
Wayne gonna have to split them shirts because I want a piece of Kevin's ass too.
Wow. Tyson said he wanna try too.
Hey, but listen, Wayne said where you wanna meet up at. Wayne got straight to the point, straight to the business. He's ready to give you the business. What's the deal?
Wayne got a new car. I don't know what he got now.
Oh, hey, are you listen? Just say to the man, no. So go ahead, let me hear you say, hey, no.
I feel like the Grey Goose. The Grey Goose still around.
Be honest, Kevin, you don't want that trouble.
No, not motor to motor. Hell no, I couldn't do that. I can't mention Wayne motor to motor.
I'm gonna run on motor. I'm gonna let you play.
Kevin don't want that, Wayne. Kevin don't want that.
All right, Kevin got real quiet. Okay, so we know what Kevin's standing like.
Even easier for you, Kevin. You got the back tire.
You don't want that.
We know what Kevin's standing like. Kevin, is your car ready to run?
Is your car ready to run?
No, but my camera's ready to record your ass.
If you ain't got a car, then shut the fuck up.
Okay, Kevin.
I can't run with Wayne. I ain't never said I could run with Wayne.
Wayne ain't nobody.
Fuck you, Drag.
Get it.
I knew he was going to say that. That's why I said that.
Oh, shit.
Like Bernie Mac told him, you ain't nobody, Blue.
All you do is spin records.
Yeah.
I keep hearing that Wayne's a bad man on motor. Wayne's fast small block dude.
Nah, we got to. I be laughing and joking across the stuff. Wayne got to get him every respect now.
Wayne ain't got to have a small block.
Yeah, he's a bad small block boy. And if I was still fooling with little blocks, that's who I'd be shooting at.
DJ Boy gonna find out next year. What's his name? T5, K9, whatever it is.
Oh, wait a minute now.
He was on.
Hey, look, I was always told if it ain't ready yet, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Hey, Wayne, you got that right.
Kevin, just shut the hell up.
up and went back in there and worked on the car.
Now, later on, we figured out why, because it supposedly, you know, I don't want to say this, and they supposedly everybody was saying, rumor had it, that they was spraying it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I do believe they were spraying the drag for the simple reason is that's how the break-in occurred.
Right,
the garage.
Right.
The
they
shop,
blew
right.
up all their motors.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that was an insurance job. No, that was done
that
to
insurance
destroy,
job. That was an
to destroy
get on
the evidence. Right. Well, they got work and then they charged was coming the next day.
Right.
Oh.
The
yeah.
Same thing with
job.
Jerry Ackman.
Well,
yeah,
Ackman
you know they done that
almost
back in.
Warren Johnson put him on their ass because he's like, ain't no way in hell that Jeep don't go that fast.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you want to know something? There's some heck of a smart engineers and engine builders over in HRA, a bunch of them. But you know what, man? And I tell them today, they crybabies. They is some crybabies.
Hey, Drag, I seen your buddy last week at the dinner.
Who?
Harold Martin. He was there. He walked in.
Oh, Harold Martin? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Drag, I want to ask you a question. You said there's mm-hmm. a bunch of guys over in NHRA that are a bunch of car babies. Why do you say they're a bunch of car babies?
Because any little thing that the next man do, and it looks like they could be a fraction ahead of them, they got to complain about it, you know. There's a problem with that. Check them. He's cheating.
Yeah.
All you got to do is ask Greg Anderson when Erica whooped his ass.
Mm-hmm. It was cheating. It's a bunch of whiners over there in NHRA, man.
It's a different world over there in NHRA.
It's gonna be a bunch of whiners at Hub City too.
That was my point next. Drag. Do you know
it's gonna be a lot of whining? It's gonna be a lot of whining at Hub City, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, easily. There's a bunch of whiners in grudge racing. I mean, straight fucking crybabies.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about grudge racing, what happened is it fell off like the – I grew up with the older guys, you know, as a kid. But it fell off when guys started to stiffen. Well, you got 28, you got 29, you got this, you got that. You know, I remember when the guys used to get down.
You know
what
it all
pulled
out to? They scared to lose.
You want to know something else, Kevin? And Larry and Kid can attest to this. You know, back in the days when I grew up street racing and clean on up until the 80s, I didn't come back when I come back in the street game like around 96 after I, you know, got my life stuff back together from the trouble I got in. Man, I never heard of some of the stuff that they do. We used to say, like, if I gave Kevin the bus, meaning he got to move first, and I mess around and rab first and you follow, that's a race, bro.
That's a race.
Right.
That's a race. Nowadays, the stipulations is, if I got the bus and I don't leave first, it ain't no race. And I'm going to tell you how that backfired in one of our local street racers' face around here. I'm not going to call his name, but I was driving one particular dude's race car, and he stipulated, you got the bus, and if you don't get the bus, it ain't no race. I say, huh? Yeah, because you this, you that, you be trying to be slick. I said, okay. Man, we mess around, got dog. On that race, we was on the street, 130th Street, and he ran up first. And then I ran up and chased him. You know why I chased him?
So you can win that money.
Because if I get around him or run close to him, then I know I can beat him. You understand what I'm saying? I run him down and see what he had.
We were working,
but you know what? When the end result was over with, it was no race. Because if I didn't get the bus, he stipulated that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so sometimes the stipulations they're backfiring, and you got to be careful, man, about these grudge races. Now these guys got to be in the staging lanes at 3 o'clock, you got to be ready to race at 3 o'clock. Those are two different stipulations. If I tell you, you got to be ready to race at 3 o'clock, that means you got to be locked, cocked, and ready to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
We didn't come from them stipulations, man. If I told you had a car on the bus, you got a car on the bus. But if you mess around and I rap first, it's a race, and you break them tires with me.
Right. It's a race. That shit come from the South, man. We not used to
right.
that.
No. What happened was, a lot of people got to watching Tony Bynes watch how he was winning on YouTube, and that's where I think it came into. I'm not gonna say everybody stopped for still the
Tony's
racial
YouTube
race.
YouTube stuff ain't been around more than 2-3 years though, bro.
This stuff
been going on for the last 15 years.
Yes, it is.
You know, this is some stuff that started coming up in the late '90s. All these different stipulations. You know, you can't have a one system, and you can't. Man, we never know nothing about that, man. I'm going to tell you something else we used to do. We all would go to the same racetrack and race every day. Wasn't no such thing as no clocks. We didn't know nothing about no clocks. We would go run. If I thought I could whoop you, I wouldn't give a darn if you run 10:50 and I couldn't run but 10:70.
Right.
You know what my intentions was? To jump you. I was going to jump you and carry you through and hold you off.
Hold you off, yeah.
That's right.
The one I can't get over, Drag, is the clear. How you going to see a clear on a track? That's kind of
right.
hard to do.
That's hard to do. You got to have some type of camera or something down there to be able to determine that.
Right.
That's crazy.
I couldn't bet on nothing like that.
Yeah.
I'm not nobody that's going to tell you
like
that I'm going to clear you.
Like
but
if you get free money, you know what I mean?
Right.
You lock up 500, you don't do this or you don't make it there. That's like free money.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Right.
And that's like, you know, to me, it's like, wow, you know, you don't want to race, but you want to trick me out of my money with some old
shit. That's what it's all about. It's all about.
Well, they want to try and get some of the money back. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
It's all about trickery.
Well, gentlemen, we're about 3 minutes away from us getting shut down, so I'm going to let anybody want to give final thoughts. You know, you speak now, have your own piece. Anybody want to get any final thoughts? You know, go ahead.
I'd like to see us do some more racing and all, and cut out that pep talk out and guys trying to jump on guys who know they faster or slower. That's stupid. Just find somebody, you know, and get down with them.
All right.
Okay, and DJ Grant and
yes,
Butt Naked, I will be calling your show from now on. I would like to be on your show.
Not a problem, brother.
All right.
You're always welcome.
I got to get up early in the morning and go to work.
You're always welcome on our show. Everybody's
right,
welcome
I appreciate
on our show.
Goodbye.
Well, Naked and
you're
DJ,
going to
I like
you're going
to
car show, kid?
I don't know, Drag.
I might check with me Thursday night. I'm going to see can I get some tickets.
Oh, okay. That'll work. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm going to lay it down, big fella. I'll holler at you later.
I'm on here down there every week, but a lot of times I don't touch the one button, you know, but I be listening to y'all show. Don't think I don't be on.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, homie.
Yep.
I just want to let Sleepy know that we're so glad to hear from him, man. Everybody got a whole lot of love for you, Sleepy.
I appreciate you, man. You know it, man. Good show, Butt Naked, Governor Grant, and Drag,
right.
Good hearing from you as always, and the rest of the Girl Geek family, man.
Yes,
likewise,
sir.
Appreciate you, Sleep. Likewise. But, Naked, you need some direction, man. Call me, bro. I got friends all down through that way, man. I got the people to point you in the right direction, man.
Hey, this Willie Dog, and I'm bringing down Girl Geek tonight.
Come on, stop it, man. Good luck.
Boy, y'all wow.
Ah, damn. Anybody else got anything they want to say?
Gunny Pink, I want some t-shirts. I'm going down on Kevin's ass.
Hey, y'all keep messing with Gunny about them damn shirt, y'all. Mr. Gunny, some cigarettes. Cause he in that sweatshop with them goddamn Mexicans. I know what he doing.
Right.
They got that free slayer. They working with 20 Gunner Picks,
are you out there? You got anything you want to say?
Gunner Picks, like Mr. Charlie Boy, got that whip out